much about.
Checkity, 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 check. One, two. Now, good morning.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I'll take down the recipe for the punch.
Just a minute. Here it is. 5 quarts of ginger ale.
No.
1 quart of grape juice.
No.
Could we use something else? I know 3 or 4 of the girls don't like ginger ale.
No.
Couldn't we use...
I like orange juice.
Yes! Oh, my goodness! Yes!
And now...
Thank God I'm not with these people. And thank God they're falling. Thank God they're failing. And thank God humanity's rising.
Our feature presentation.
So?
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Yeah.
Right?
It's quite the wake up.
Wait, why are we wowing? Are we already disappointed? Are we okay?
No, we're good.
We're good. Okay. Welcome into yet another all-new Kevin and Bean Show, this time for a Wednesday, the 15th of March. How are you, ladies?
Good, Bean.
Several have asked, by the way. The monkey is fine.
Rest in peace, Kevin.
No, he's fine, Jeff. He's fine. And he'll be back on Monday. He's taking a little well-deserved vacation time because he did work a couple days last week and then the week before.
Can you imagine how exhasting that must be?
So he's very tired. So he'll be back on Monday, so I don't want anyone to worry. He's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine.
Perfectly fine. He'll be perfectly fine. A lot of stuff on today's program. Very busy program.
Okay.
But I have to start with a follow-up on – remember, was it yesterday or the day before we had that email from Australia that filled in some blanks on one of the opening stories that we had done? Well, here's a follow-up on a story we did last Friday. Remember when I was trying to tell you about Theo, the dog who got away?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And the family? Remember the – Why are we doing a follow-up on a story that was the worst? Was it the worst?
Bean!
Was it my fault that it was the worst, or was it Kevin's fault because he elongated the story by playing
Kevin that made it better.
Dumb music.
Kevin made it better. Honestly, I have never really supported you getting in the bag in the desert.
Uh-huh.
I wanted you in the bag
so
in the desert
bags,
so
much
quickly.
Desert.
Oh, I don't want a follow-up.
It was a very touching story about a couple that had postponed their wedding because they lost their little dog.
Right.
They had one of those little Ewok dogs,
sure.
And they had lost it. You guys remember the story, right?
Yep.
And they had gone
And you
everywhere.
Used to find dogs by the side of the freeway.
Well, I did find one.
That was a 10-minute precursor.
All right. Perhaps I spent too much time on the warm-up story about my experience with my dog, Atomic, before I got to the real story. Perhaps that was my bad.
Okay.
So we tell the story. And I never even got to the end of the story, by the way, because you people are bad and don't care about love or puppies. But there was a great deal of reaction to that story, and not all of it was great. However, we did hear from a listener in Scotland who sent us a video yesterday. This is his strongly worded letter. This is how violently he reacted to my story about little Theo. And I guess you've interacted with this particular Twitter user before. His name is Kies Fisto.
Oh, he's awesome.
Oh, he's great.
Kies, very funny, yes. Is there any possibility that's his real name, by the way, Kies Fisto?
No, I think he might DJ or something.
Okay. So he was listening to the
podcast. Did I just make that up?
No.
I just looked at Chip and I was like, why did I say that?
He is a musician, by the way.
Oh, really? Okay.
And he does have a SoundCloud, so maybe that's what you're thinking.
So,
you know, we welcome comments and contact from our listeners. It means a lot to us. Uh-huh. It helps us out a lot to know if we're on the right path or something. And I think you guys will agree, it sounds like, with what Kies had to say. But here's the little video that he sent. Now, he's walking down the road listening to the podcast, I guess, and he decides to record this video in Scotland. By the way, he's a Packers fan. We still like him.
Again,
he's cool, right?
A lot of lead up.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So here's what Kies had to say. Let's see if you guys are on board.
Bean, God damn it! When you have to walk home from work in Scotland, it's cold and miserable and boring enough. I thought I'll just chuck on last Friday's Kevin and Bean show. Haven't heard it yet. Friday shows tend to be pretty awesome. And then, God damn you, that dog story. What the hell was that dog story? Kevin, you're a goddamn hero for that sad music. A goddamn hero. Bean, fix your goddamn life. God damn.
I love it so much.
I'm sorry. Can we hear that again, please?
Please.
Bean, God damn it, when you have to walk home from work in Scotland, it's cold and miserable and boring enough. I thought, I'll just chuck on last Friday's Kevin and Bean show. Haven't heard it yet. Friday shows tend to be pretty awesome. And then, God damn you, that dog story. What the hell was that dog story? Kevin, you're a goddamn hero for that sad music. A goddamn hero. Bean, fix your goddamn life. Goddamn.
So he liked it.
He's supportive
of the story.
Yeah, he is all in. Oh, wow.
It feels like an intervention.
That was amazing. And a good reminder that Trainspotting 2 comes out in a couple days.
Yes. It makes me feel like I have been sat down and surrounded by my friends and family, and they've said, Bean, you have a problem.
He said, fix your life.
Yeah. He did. He told me to get my life together. That's what he did. All right, Kiaz, I will accept your scorn, and I appreciate you very much getting in touch. And I guess you don't want to know what happened to Theo either, and I guess the ladies don't. So I'll just sit on that then, if that's the way you want to be. All right, let's take a look at today's all-new Kevin and Bean Show. What do you say?
Bean, fix your goddamn life.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to do that right now. We have more tickets. We just debuted this yesterday. If you weren't with us yesterday, you missed the announcement that we are back in the singles party business, this time in Las Vegas, the one in Nevada, you guys. It's going to be a week from Friday night, and we do have tickets you can win to join us in Las Vegas for the party on this morning's all-new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday. That means we got the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Fix your goddamn life.
We got so good. Comedian, podcaster, radio host Greg Fitzsimmons. He's the guy with the little hats.
Oh, he wears the little hats.
I love Greg so much. Delightful. He'll be joining us. He's doing a St. Patrick's Day show, I think, with Bill Burr and Joe Rogan, a bunch of other people, the Hollywood Improv.
Wow,
how great does that sound? So we got him on the program today. We got more tickets for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. Tickets still on sale at AXS.com. Give you a chance to win those on the program today. And we do have a follow-up on some Kevin and Bean listeners, Beatrice and Daniel. Remember them from last Wednesday?
Yes. Did he or didn't he buy her a ring?
That's what we're going to find out. They've been married about 3 years, but it was one of those, hey, let's go get married at the courthouse deal. Mm-hmm. So she never got the ring.
Together like 11 or 12 years.
Right. So she says he's a Kevin and Bean fan, and he listens to everything we say. So we told him to get the lady a ring.
Right.
We gave him a week. Mm-hmm. Today's the end of that week. We'll find out if he ponied up or not. So that'll be just after 8 o'clock. All of that, plus Ralph's got the showbiz beat when we return right after this on K-Rock. Ralph, you ever turn on The Voice? You ever see Gwen on The Voice these days?
Do I?
She's so charming and sweet. I don't know why you would ever pick any other judge when you can have Gwen work with you.
So let me just try to clarify. Your hot take is that Gwen Stefani is good.
Yeah, she's a very nice person. Super lady. That's what she is.
Thank God you're here to break the news.
That is a long time coming.
To all the people in Southern California so they can finally hear the truth.
I'm just saying it's easy to take someone for granted that's been around for a long time. But you turn on your TV on NBC and you go, wow, she's delightful. That's all I'm saying. I'm just complimenting Gwen.
She's been around for so long, being so old and all.
Her so lovely, being so ancient?
I didn't say that at all. It's 5:53. It's Wednesday morning. Time for the first look at the show.
You're the Alex Jones of dumb.
Oh.
Bean, fix your goddamn life.
All right. Thank you. I will.
That's life. That's what all the people say. You're flying in a spaceship. Then you get struck down on Mars.
What?
Remix?
What's happening? What are we
life. Talk about life.
Oh.
The movie Life, Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds, Rebecca Ferguson, and a creature that kills. Oh, I don't want to go to Mars because of all the death.
Yeah.
Funny you should say that, because coming up after the top of the hour, Ralph, I'm going to try to get you to come with me to Mars.
Can you imagine the two of them?
You and I are going to suit up and we're heading to Mars.
I need that right now.
You know the likelihood of me murdering him before we got off the launch pad.
Yeah.
Right?
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd never make it into space.
Oh, that would be so sad. That's all he wants.
Jettison him out of the refuse hatch.
I found out that yesterday, we will discuss this coming up after Ralph's showbiz week, that Ralph is a big pussy and doesn't want to go to Mars with me.
First of all, I don't want to go to Bakersfield with you, let alone to Mars. But it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with not wanting to be... We'll talk about it later. get into this now. Let's talk about life and how you can see it. There's an advanced K-Rock screening of Life at the Arclight Hollywood on March the 22nd. It's not in theaters till the 24th, so you'll see it early. If you want to go, call now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through, get tickets to Life. Which is really a misnomer because it looks like a lot of death.
Yeah.
Really.
A little bit.
Call now. Can I get my 1-800-520-1067.
My Karen?
I love you.
Oh, thank you, Chip. You really are taking over for Kevin.
Yep.
That's, you're doing good work.
About midweek, she really kicks into Kevin.
Yeah, really. It feels like he's here.
It takes me a bit to get into it, you know.
He's barely even missing. Chip's not so bad.
Oh.
Bean, how you doing? How you holding up? You all right?
Are you gonna bring up the wedding?
Yeah.
I'm happy for her.
I don't believe you.
I am. I'm very happy for her.
Can we get more info?
Sure, Allie. We're talking about Alison Brie.
Oh, she's lovely.
Who is now... Yeah, no, she's been around for so long.
She's
too, right?
Not really.
She is now married to Dave Franco, actor Dave Franco. And Alison Brie are now man and wife. People magazine reporting they tied the knot, although neither of their stars' publicists would reveal where or when exactly. Well, why all the secrecy?
It's just rude.
They both appear in the new film, The Disaster Artist, which was directed by Dave's older brother, James, who also stars in it. Apparently, they were in South by Southwest over the weekend, and they're in Austin, Texas, and that's when they broke the news. So, congratulations.
They've been together for 6 years, and by all accounts, just super, super happy.
But you're creepy weird about her, so I thought maybe they...
I'm not creepy weird. I'm a huge fan. She is my number one crush, but, you know, I'm realistic.
Remember that time when she was on the show here in the studio?
So
she was
mean.
Here sitting in the studio and
Bean
was on vacation.
Moment. Do we have to?
He was taking one of his many vacations because, you know, he barely works. Or is that the other one?
I think that's Kevin.
And so we thought, wouldn't it be funny if we just called him up? Actually, we said, wouldn't it be nice if we called him up and gave him a chance
to
talk to Alison
Brie? That is rare of you guys. That's impressive.
And then it would all went tragically wrong.
Yes.
Is this Bean Baxter?
It is.
It's Ralph Garman from the Kevin and Bean Show here.
We have Alison Brie here.
Hi, Bean.
Oh, we must have lost the connection. Oh. Damn these phones. We always
get when that happens. Oh.
These are the most unpredictable phones.
Did
here
you
at the
hear
studio.
How excited
you are? Awesome. You're the meanest. Oh, Bean.
I was just so excited when I answered the phone.
That was the best. Hey, do we really need a rebooted Matrix?
No.
Do we have to dust off that old classic from the 40s and remake?
Isn't
oh, wait a minute.
40s?
It came out yesterday.
I feel like it is still fairly fresh in our minds.
1999, actually. Believe it or not, is when that film came out. So it's a little bit ago, but...
Right, but then the sequels, though, kind of kept it alive into the 2000s, right?
Yeah. Warner Brothers is going to relaunch the franchise. No word on who will star yet or whether the Wachowski sisters will be involved or not. They wrote and directed the original film. But... the studio's already hired a writer to develop a script, and there's a lot of upheaval in the Twitter sphere about this. A lot of people are very upset, especially the first film, which a lot of people consider kind of a perfect sci-fi film. The other two, but the first one for sure. So, no word on whether it's going to be a continuation of the story or whether it's going to be a reboot, but I'm assuming they'll have to reboot it because it's kind of they kind of tie it all up in a nice, neat little bow at the end of the third film. So.
Sure.
Allie, you saw The Matrix, right?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Do I go down this tunnel or that one?
Oh, my Lord. Really?
The blue pill. No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Or a red pill.
Right.
Yeah, and then you
take one.
Are you just
saying things that you've heard other people talk about?
That's exactly what she's doing.
Yeah, you are, aren't you? But at least you covered it well. At least you really pulled it off.
Thank you. Theater.
This was a success.
Thank you.
Hope they don't go down the wrong tunnel.
I meant take the wrong pill.
Sure, tunnel pill. Today's celebrity birthdays. Bret Michaels is 54 years old today. Sugar Ray's Mark McGrath turns 49. Actress Kim Raver, remember her from 24? She was so good on that show. 48 years old. Mark Hoppus, our buddy from Blink, is 45. Will I Am of Black Eyed Peas is 42. Eva Longoria is also 42. Kellan Lutz is 32 years old today. Jai Courtney. Is it Jai or Jay Courtney?
Who played I think it's Jay.
Is it Jay? He spells it J-A-I.
Yes,
he does. You're asking for confusion at that point.
You are.
Right?
Yeah.
He's 31 years old today. Our own Mike Catherwood celebrates a birthday today. He is 38. And the legendary paperback cover model, Fabio. Fabio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
He is 58 years old today. Remember that time he got hit in the face with a goose?
When
he
was on a roller coaster? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that was fun. That was funny. Good times. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
LA and OC's alternative rock. It's Green Day on K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. And you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, gosh, I don't have it open in front of me, but I think later this hour we're going to be giving away tickets to Kevin and Bean's singles party. I think in about 20 minutes. Sound right?
No, 7 a.m.
Okay, 7 o'clock.
Sure.
If you want to join us in Las Vegas, just announced yesterday.
One of those 20-minute hours.
21 and up. If you are eager to come to Las Vegas with us at the end of next week, we would love to have you. So that is on the way here on K-Rock, and comedian Greg Fitzsimmons as well. Ralph brought up to me yesterday that Mars has been in his thoughts lately because for a couple reasons. One is because this new Jake Gyllenhaal movie, Life, that we're giving away tickets for. Mm-hmm. And then there was a plot line on the TV show that we both watch and love called Billions.
You don't love it.
I do. I love it very much.
I don't love it.
About an entrepreneur who is planning a manned space flight to Mars and is in the process of looking for astronauts to go.
He's an Elon Musk type, and he's got a plan for a manned mission to Mars. Mm-hmm. And he asked one of the characters, who's a psychologist, to interview his potential astronaut to see if she has what it takes to survive so she won't crack up on the long trip and then eventual just living by herself.
She's
on
going
Mars.
Alone.
Yes.
Ugh.
That's the premise.
Oy. And it's not for everybody.
And as she talked about it, she talked about, oh, I want to be able to, you know, just leave the planet and look behind and go to Earth. So that's some place I used to live. And she's going to live in isolation and complete desolation in an aluminum tube for the remainder of her days. And she's fine with that. She wants to leave her. She wants to leave her family behind. She has no attachments. She has no relationships. She doesn't connect with other people at all.
Wow.
And it dawned on me, that's why Bean wants to go to Mars, because that's who he is.
It sounds like a sociopath.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. My point exactly. Yeah. You put a finer point on it than I was trying to, but absolutely. Only a sociopath would enjoy that experience.
That's absurd, first of all, because it sounds great. It sounds like no one will have enjoyed life more than the person who gets to fly to Mars.
That is madness, because their life will be stripped from
them. Yes, there's no experiences anymore. It's just you in a tube.
You become a functioning machine. Your job is to pilot that craft to another planet, and that is your function.
Mm-hmm.
You become a human guidance system.
Except for the fact that you are in space. First of all.
Right.
Which would be cool for like 8 minutes. And then you're like, yep, still space.
Sure would like to take a walk in a park.
That would be great.
Go get a burger, love to a woman, you know, live
great?
A life.
Yeah, pet a dog. Wouldn't it be great?
Wouldn't it be nice to be a person in a life and live
but
it?
I think, look, here my whole thing, Ralph, and maybe this will surprise you. I'm very busy with my life.
Oh, my.
No, I'm serious. Listen to me.
I am
really, really busy.
Oh,
and
my God.
And the days are flying by so fast, and I'm always behind, and there are so many things that I want to read, and so many things I want to see, and so many things I want to think about, and so much sleep I want to get, and so many things that I don't have time to do just because of the hustle and bustle of real life.
Oh, my God.
You go to Mars, and you have time. You have time to think.
That's all you have.
Take a vacation. You don't have to go to Mars.
But even taking
sit on a beach, you dumbass.
Right. And you do that for a few days, okay? That's not the same as a total decompression of being able to get in touch with your thoughts and with your beliefs and with your God and with all the other things that you run around like a crazy person.
I know what a godly man you are. I know how big you are into God.
Maybe I'm missing out. Maybe I haven't spent enough time in that spiritual realm.
Go live in a cave.
But
the oxygen is, where the planet still is here. Do that. Wanting to be alone is not an acceptable reason to jettison yourself into space and to cut yourself off from all humanity for the remainder of your days.
I think that's just part of it. It's a big part of it, but I think that's just part of it. For the same reason that there are people who want to see the Northern Lights because they're magical and beautiful and most people never get to see them. For the same reason.
But you go and then you take amazing pictures and you leave. And then you tell other people about that amazing experience.
I still think you'd be – look, if you're on Mars, I still think – and we've you know, we've had space travel now from our, you know, from our country for 60 years or something like that. You're still in touch with the Earth. You still talk to people. They still send you broadcasts.
Oh, I see. Mm. Bean gets to live in a world where his only communication with people is via radio.
Yeah, that's what
just
it is.
Just broadcasts and internet, that he wouldn't have to face a human being.
You are cut. Look, you can't turn on CNN anymore without seeing them interviewing somebody live from the International Space Station. So you're even actually literally seeing people. You're still FaceTiming with people on Earth. You're just not physically in the same room with them. I mean, we live in a very interconnected age now. Where you're
what about you're living in a tube?
Tube.
What about that you are constricted now to that, I don't know, 25 square feet or whatever it is,
like
your living quarters?
It would probably be like living in that studio.
Worst apartment of your life forever.
However, the greatest view that any apartment has ever had, because you look out the window and it's freaking
stars.
Mars.
Right.
It's freaking Mars, and
which is dust and rocks.
Yeah, a bunch of craters.
And you look, see, we're never gonna get there with that attitude, guys.
Bean,
there's plenty to go and see and be excited about on Mars. Mars, look, it would be fun to be a scientist and be able to go out and get soil samples in Mars.
Yeah, but you're not a scientist.
They come back. You're there forever, Bean.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to the moon and you pick up a couple rocks and you plant a flag and you get back and everybody gives you a parade. You're there. You live there on a rock forever. That's the end of your story.
Look,
you're growing potatoes in your poo, you guys.
What?
I'm sorry. Say again, Allie?
I said you're growing potatoes in your poo.
Yeah. I think that was The Martian. I think that was just the movie.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Documentary.
Look, first of all, I'm probably not going to be selected to go.
Oh, I wish you would.
First of all.
Can we just strap you to a booster rocket and see what happens?
If I could, I would love it. And I couldn't sign up fast enough. And look, would I miss my pets? Would I miss my wife?
Apparently not.
In that order, by the way. But it occurred to me in case the word ever gets back. I did say wife first. I want everybody to know.
You didn't.
I know, but I did, though. Okay. That's what we're gonna tell her. We're all agreeing to tell her that. Of course I would miss those people, but I think it would be worth it for the experience and for the new life on Mars.
Life on Mars is barely a life, is what we're saying. It's stripped down to nothingness. You're Burgess Meredith in the Twilight Zone. You're going to get all the books and all the time to read them, and then you're going to step on your glasses.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen. I hope I bring some backups. you don't get to go with me, Ralph. I've just decided.
I am just now so sorry
that you were in, and now I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut you from the program.
Gosh, oh no! Won't you get to be on the Bean Space Station with all the Taylor Swift posters, just eating nothing but toast. Oh, it sounds like a blast!
One day, you guys will wake up, and I'll be broadcasting from Mars, and you'll be so jelly. Don't forget, coming up at the Shrine Auditorium Saturday, April 1st. Have you bought your tickets yet to join us for a great night of comedy? It's Kevin and Bean's 9th annual April Foolishness show. Bill Burr is on the bill. Also, David Koechner, Angela Johnson, Jimmy Pardo, Adam Ray, Jonah Ray, Taylor Williams. So all in one place, on one stage, on one night, Allie. I mean, come on.
I can't believe tickets start at $25. That seems absurd.
Either. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Tickets are on sale right now. Go to AXS.com. Proceeds benefiting the Fisher House and Cedars-Sinai NICU, so you can feel good about where all your money is going. And we can't wait to see you there on April the 1st at the Shrine. All right. How about the Kevin and Bean Afro line at 323-520-AFRO? This is our 24-hour-a-day voicemail line that we have set up just for you. A lot of times you think of us, and we appreciate that, and you call and leave a message. And from time to time, we play it back on the radio. Here's a perfect example.
You know what I love about the Kevin and Bean show? Let me finish. Hey, Chip.
Here's a perfect example. A lady who listens to the show who feels so good about the quality of the program that we bring her and how it impacts her own life.
Uh-oh.
You know what I love about the Kevin and Bean show? They make me feel like less of a failure at my own job. Thanks, guys.
See, we're the bar by which you can judge your life and feel good about it.
That's a good way to look at it.
Right?
Yeah.
We're setting a baseline standard of failure.
Excellent.
Here's a listener who I think was delighted when he heard Ralph describing how busy J-Lo has been lately.
Because there's always room for J-Lo.
Allie, two of your favorite things in the whole world, it looks like, are coming together. And I'm talking about Adele and Elmo. They've had that love affair, I guess. Where did it start? On Twitter or something? What happened?
I think, yeah. Somebody had said, I'd love to hear you guys do a duet. And then somebody asked Elmo about it. Then Elmo sang Rolling in the Deep. It just became a whole thing.
And they are literally two of your favorite things in the whole world.
Muppets, number one.
Yeah.
Adele, very close. 1.2.
Well, then you'll love this listener's idea.
Hey, Allie. So Adele and Elmo, huh? Like Adelmo, right? You're welcome.
You're welcome for Adelmo.
I appreciate that, ma'am.
From time to time, George Takei calls the Afro line, and he seems to be a little bit obsessed with the captain's weight. Let's see if he goes there today.
In order to protest Donald Trump, Patrick Stewart is planning on becoming a U.S. citizen. Meanwhile, the other captain of the Enterprise, Bill Shatner, is planning on becoming two U.S. citizens.
George. I love it when a listener calls to leave a message and just crashes and burns, because it gives that caller an idea of what it's like for us to do our show every day.
Right.
Here's an example of that.
I thought this would be an interesting topic. My wife did not like you guys, like pretty much hated the hell out of you. And then all of a sudden she caught a bean bug and now she's in love with the show. She watches it for the last four, or listen, I failed. This is a success.
Oh, that was it. He gave up.
He gave up, exactly. Speaking of success, here's one more.
I've been super constipated for the last month, so I got a prescription from my doctor. This was a Linzess.
See what he did there? Because that's the name of the drug. You don't get it.
Man. I don't know constipation drugs, Bean.
We ruined Depeche Mode for this poor listener. Let's find out why.
I cannot listen to a single Depeche Mode song. You guys have ruined it for me. All I hear is Depeche Alamode, Depeche Alamode. You guys have to play that game again. I don't even care if you have tickets to give away. You just have to play that game again because it is so good. So good.
Joe Pesci's gonna ask you questions about ice cream. Depeche Alamode. Depeche Alamode. Oh, when you think we can't get any worse, we do stuff like this. Depeche Alamode. Depeche Alamode.
Yeah, that was an actual game that we played on the show. I mean, they are coming to the Hollywood Bowl later in the year.
Maybe three nights.
Maybe we'll be giving away some tickets, right?
Yeah.
Of course, the time change just happened this week, and it won't surprise you that a number of listeners felt like they needed to rub a certain spelling in about a certain thing, like this one.
If there's anything I've learned from Bean Baxter, it's that it's daylight saving time. But I don't give a so I'm still going to call it daylight saving.
How dare you? Here's one more on the topic.
S-A-V-I-N-G. S-F-U-F-U-F-U.
How are you going to come at a brother like that?
With the speak and spell.
Right? A few weeks ago during Mardi Gras, I thought it would be funny when my wife and I were out watching a parade in New Orleans to lift my shirt up for 1 second, kind of make it a joke about how, you know, some ladies do that for the beads. Well, somehow a photo was taken, somehow it ended up online, and I took a lot of heat for it, including from this caller.
Hey, Ben, I just heard about your hairless nipple. I just wanted to let you know, don't feel bad. I have enough hair on my nipples for the both of us.
That is,
oh, my God.
That is very sexy. Thank you for that. You can give us a call anytime, 24 hours a day on the Kevin and Bean Afro Line. It's 323-520-AFRO. LA and OC's Alternative Rock. It's Muse on K-Rock. God, I love that band. And they make so much noise for just three dudes, don't they?
So much noise for three
dudes. I don't
know
how they do it. There are a lot of controversies, a lot of feuds going on in the world right now, and a lot of them involve the president, Donald Trump. Alex Jones from Infowars.com, who you know we've talked about on this program for years. We love that dude. Is in a feud with Alec Baldwin right now because Alec Baldwin continues to portray the president in what some say is an unflattering light on Saturday Night Live. And he was doing it again this weekend. The sketch was that he, as the commander-in-chief, was in charge of trying to figure out a way to defeat the aliens that were coming after us here on Earth. Mm-hmm. And in this clip I'll play from SNL, the president, played by Alec Baldwin, actually mentions Alex Jones from InfoWars.
I actually heard the aliens are already here. They've been hiding in this country for hundreds of years. It's a fact. They're shapeshifters. They look like regular people, but they're aliens. Look, there's one right there.
I am not an alien.
So that's Leslie Jones that he points to because, you know, she's black, so she has to be an alien.
Sir, where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI, the CIA?
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit because he's always taking off his shirt, okay?
All right, so when Alex Jones hears that he has been referenced like that on SNL, how do you think he takes it, Allie?
Not well.
Not with a sense of humor?
No.
He doesn't think, oh, they're having a laugh?
I think it was a personal attack to Alex Jones, and it hurt his conspiracy feelings.
Well, let's see if you're right.
Alec Baldwin thinks he's a tough guy. I challenge him $1 million to charity he wants to get in the ring with me. You coward. You think you're a tough guy messing with little cameraman people. You freaking bully. You coward.
He is.
I hate
insane.
You. My listeners hate you. And remember that scumbag forever. We're going to defeat this anti-human scum. We're going to wreck their world.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like he took it real well.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like he's a little riled up about it. All right,
so that happened
2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Okay, but yesterday... Is it possible that Mr. Jones had a change of heart? Yesterday, he went back on InfoWars. I guess he thought about it. And he issues an apology to Alec Baldwin. Let's hear that.
And I guess I'm going to have to apologize to Alec Baldwin, who's been very useful to Kim Jong-il. Now, to be serious, Alec Baldwin and the writers of SNL came out in a skit Saturday night, and it was just all lies. You're such scum.
Oh.
This is an apology. Because it's not. I'm trolling you again. You have to understand, jerks, we have more viewers than you do every day total. We have conservatively 6, 7, 8 million viewers a day. With your puffed ratings, you don't even have that. So you're a joke.
Okay, so it sounds like maybe the feud's back on. I'm not sure. Let's find out what's really going on up to the minute. Our friend Alex Jones from InfoWars.com joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show on Q-Rock. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm tired of the mainstream media using me to prop up their failing ratings, and then what they want to do is take my billions and billions of viewers and listeners, and then put them on their little anemic radio and television shows.
Well, I'm not sure billions is accurate, but you do have...
4 billion people are watching me right now.
That seems like high.
I don't even have a camera. I'm just talking about here in my home.
Okay.
Are you in front of the microwave?
Oh, I see what you did there. Oh, very funny. Like, you don't believe that microwaves are actually videotaping us and surveilling us at all times. I'll tell you what, not only that, but often when you wake up, you will find your anus packed with paprika.
I hope that never happens to me, Alex. I hope you're wrong about that.
That's why we're all lacking riboflavin.
Okay. Paprika packed anus.
Wow. Yes. Okay. So what's the deal here? I mean, if Alec Baldwin were to respond and say, yes, I accept your challenge, I will meet you for a fist fight, would you do it?
Absolutely, I would do it. That's why I challenged him. You people, you are scum. You don't listen to what I say. I said I would get in the ring with him for $1 million to the charity of his choice, and we would square off. He thinks he's such a tough guy, beating up on the paparazzi, and he thinks, oh, I can handle a little weasel with a camera, but he's never handled a real man like me, and I will destroy him. I will put his testicles in a garlic press, and then I will drink his essence with Gatorade.
Oh my God.
I don't know why you would do that.
Because I can. Because I will destroy his life. I will turn him upside down. And then I will somehow pack every orifice that he has with a plastic-coated playing card.
Alex, why do I feel like you just want to fight him so you can have your shirt off again?
Because I look great with my shirt off, and he doesn't. And that's why he's so jealous of me.
Oh.
Because his nipples look like Brussels sprouts.
Is violence the answer to solve problems when instead of maybe just talking them out, like being reasonable humans?
You cannot reason with these people because they're not humans. They're scum. They're subhuman scum that really all they have is their lizard brain operating at any given time. And I will never forgive them for how they treat the penguins. Let's face it.
What are they doing to the penguins? I don't even know about that.
It's so
well,
deep.
When you get to planet Delta 9 and you find all the penguin kings there and they want to put their scepters where no scepter should go, then you'll have your answer, won't you?
I guess now I know. Thanks. You're listening to World Famous. Is Ali singing a Poison song?
Oh, yeah.
I was singing a not-so-popular one, which is weird. Unskinny Bop,
okay.
For those listening.
No,
give us a call
listening
right now if you love Poison.
That's not what we're doing, Ali. Actually, though, we are going to use the phones
I'd like
because
to use some Poison right now. Anyone have any?
We just announced yesterday the latest Kevin Bean singles party, and I have received from Heat from the crew here on how I say the name, but I'm standing by the Kevin Bean Marcher Bow Wow Vegas singles party at the Alto Bar in Caesars Palace next Friday night. A week from Friday, you get a two-night hotel stay at the Link Hotel, round-trip transportation on the K-Rock Party Bus. We're looking for you if you are 21 and up, courtesy of Chips, by the way, the buddy cop comedy starring
Thanks,
Dax
Chip.
Shepard and Michael Pena. Oh. No, this is the movie Chips, coming out the same day, March 24th. Now, Ralph, a lot of single people out there are looking for love.
Yeah.
What are we looking for as we invite them to call right now?
What we would like to hear from men and women is the best pickup line that was ever used on you.
Mm.
Now, pickup lines ordinarily are cheesy.
Right.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Are your feet tired? Because you've been running through my mind all night.
Yeah.
See, yeah, I found out that doesn't work. That one doesn't work.
But so we would like to hear pickup lines that were used on you that either you thought were funny, clever, or actually worked, actually got you to drop your pants.
Want to hear mine?
This worked on you?
Yeah.
It did? Okay,
yeah.
Go.
The guy said, hey, want to go to my house, get pizza and bone? And your response, I guess, is supposed to be, ugh. And then he says, what, you don't like pizza? But instead, I was like, yeah. So we did.
All right.
I love pizza and boning.
Right.
Let's do it.
Two of your favorite things.
Yeah.
So, Ralph, so we're not looking for the pickup line that you use. We're looking for the one that's been used on you, right? Is that what you said?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
That's
All
what
right.
we discussed, I thought.
All right.
Look,
so
if you have a pickup line that always
like
works.
Surefire.
Surefire. Yeah. You want to share it? Then feel free.
Okay.
Just pick up lines any way, any form, any delivery system. Bring it on.
Okay.
Let's actually take calls from pickup lines that worked on a Tuesday.
No. We're going to open it up.
No?
Open it up. Any pickup line. You've used it. It's been used on you.
Okay.
You heard about it. There was
I
a
like
guy.
It.
Just a
maybe,
pickup line.
Maybe you were picking up at the pharmacy. Somebody said something.
Okay.
And you were in the line at the pickup
line
window.
Line at the pharmacy.
Okay,
yes.
We're going too wide here. 1-800-520-1067. You are 21 and up. We do ask you to do us this favor and bring somebody of the same sex as your guest because we're trying to keep the numbers about the same. You can call us right now. We'll take your calls right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday.
Plus, same sex stuff is hot, right?
I don't think that's what he's saying.
Oh, I thought I misunderstood.
I mean, it is, but not what he's saying.
I knew it couldn't last. Thought this was fascinating. I don't know if you saw that new Snoop Dogg video. Snoop Dogg's got a new video.
Yes. Yeah, very political, this one, right?
Very political. It is a song he released this week. It's a video showing a clown named Ronald Klump dressed as the president. It's an actual clown who is dressed in a style reminiscent of Donald Trump. And in one scene in the video, Snoop Dogg points a fake pistol at the Trump clown and pulls the trigger, and the pistol fires a small flag with the words bang on it. It's one of those kind of funny guns, if there is such a thing. Anyway, a lot of people were debating whether it was in good taste, bad taste, what have you. And a lot of people were saying, funny that Donald Trump hasn't commented on this. I think this would be the kind of thing he would comment on. Well, wait no more, boys and girls. Twitter this morning, there he was, our commander-in-chief. Can you imagine what the outcry would be if Snoop Dogg, failing career and all, had aimed and fired a gun at President Obama? Jail time, he said in his tweet.
Okay.
I have many thoughts.
I do too. Not the least of which is he wouldn't go to jail for doing that in a video.
No.
However, he's not wrong that it would be controversial no matter who the president is. If there's any video of somebody pointing a gun at the president, I think as Americans, we all are a little uncomfortable with that, even though the video you described, Ralph, is certainly not graphic. There's no real gun involved. He doesn't actually get shot.
And
it does still make you pause.
And the guy in a clown suit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that the president, I mean, I shouldn't be surprised because he tweets a lot of things that are surprising. I'm surprised that he needs to take this on personally. You know what I mean? Like, why is he spending any of his time worrying about a music video?
Bean, he takes The Apprentice personally. He's not even on that show anymore.
I guess what I'm saying is if somebody had asked in a press conference Scott Spicer, hey, what do you think? I would have no problem with the White House condemning the video or being uncomfortable with it. But I don't think the president needs to weigh in on this. This should be way, way beneath his purview.
Yes. He should only deal with its insignificance by ignoring it.
If they asked Sean Spicer, though?
Who did I say?
Scott.
Yeah. That's his brother.
No, Scott is even
Sean
better than Sean, I think.
That's his brother. Yeah.
Scott's
so when
good.
Sean's on vacation, Scott says it.
Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, said, we've had presidents assassinated before in this country, so anything like that is something people should be really careful about, said Rubio. Yeah, remember that? Because Snoop did that Kennedy video first, right? Remember? And when Kennedy
I don't think he did.
Yes, he did.
I don't think that was
he had
part
Kennedy
of...
clown, and then I'm that not, thing happened.
I'm not comfortable with presidents getting assassinated, by the way.
No one is.
I'm against
no
it.
One's no one's been assassinated. There's no attempt. Snoop Dogg didn't point a gun at anybody.
I mean, Snoop jumped the fence at the White House
no, he
and
didn't.
Tried to
all
rush towards
well.
The residents.
All, remain calm. All is well. Just saying. Jail time. I don't think anybody's going to jail.
No jail time for that. No.
While we're talking about music, the Cranberries, right?
Oh.
The Cranberries.
They are a band?
They are indeed a band. And they're releasing a new album called Something Else, which features stripped-down acoustic versions of all their hits. Look, I'm a fan. I like the Cranberries.
Sure.
And I still
Dolores had a great voice.
And does. And I think Linger is still one of the great tunes.
We played
on K-Rock from time to time.
Love.
Here is a little sample from that all-acoustic album. This is an acoustic version of Linger, and I think the band still sounds great.
But I'm in so deep. You know I'm such a fool for you. You got me wrapped around your finger. Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it
If you add a cello or a violin to anything, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for some strings.
Who isn't, Allie?
I've said it for years.
Oh, give me a nice string quartet and some viola.
I've said it. Yeah, it's true.
Stop saying it.
Cranberries still sound good.
Yeah, her voice is amazing.
You have to. I like the little hiccup in her voice. Like zombie.
Zombie.
And your girlfriend Adele was in the news, Allie.
Oh, what did she
do? She was performing in Adelaide, Australia.
Uh-huh.
Adele in Adelaide. That's pretty cool. She was performing on Monday night when the power went out at her concert.
Oh, no.
Bwah, bwah, bwah. So to entertain the crowd while they fixed the problem, she started doing some comedy. Whole stand-up comedy. Adele asked the crowd if they wanted to hear a dirty joke.
Oh, dear.
And here it is. What do you call a blonde standing on her head? What do you call a blonde standing on her head?
Hmm.
I don't know, Adele.
A brunette with bad breath.
Holy crap. Adele bringing the heat.
So there's Adele's little chunk, her little comedy chunk.
I feel like she can't be rattled, by the way.
No, nothing bothers her.
Yeah.
The woman stopped the Oscars.
Yeah.
Right.
And said, excuse me, we're going to pick this up again. We're going to do this again.
Yeah.
Just do what I say. I'm Adele.
Right.
It's nuts.
She's the best.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jay Courtney, Captain Boomerang from Suicide Squad. He's 31 years old today. Kellen Lutz is 32. Michael Catherwood. Oh, Mike, we love you. 38 years old.
Did the children start to cheer?
Yeah, and then they changed their mind, apparently. Kids don't like Mike Catherwood.
They looked at Mike's Twitter feed, and they said, nope.
Yeah, what was that?
Off on that.
Aborted audio clip. What was that? Yeah, I understand what it was. Well, why did it? Why was it?
Sometimes, you know, you hit a mouse, you accidentally double click, and so it turned it on and then turned it off immediately. It was not my intention.
You do good work. Eva Longoria is 42. Will I Am is also 42. Mark Hoppus turns 45. Kim Raver is 48 years old today. Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray is 49. Fabio, the legendary model, actor, spokesperson for Butter.
I can't believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, wasn't that it?
Sure.
48 years old today. And Bret Michaels from Poison is 54. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Our friend comedian Greg Fitzsimmons on the program next hour here on K-Rock. And don't forget, at 9 o'clock, more tickets for you for Panic at the Disco at the Forum on March 28th. Plus, you go into the drawing for your own Panic at the Disco home invasion. That is amazing to have the band come to your house and perform live. It's a great prize. That's all coming up this morning on K-Rock. First, though, give me a little of that Las Vegas music as we start thinking about not this weekend, but next. We're all going to be there for Kevin Bean's Marchica Bow Wow Vegas Singles Party. We are looking for you right now, particularly you ladies, by the way, because we want to make sure, again, that the numbers are about even for the singles party. If you ladies have a pickup line that has worked on you, we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. We are taking some calls right now. All right, Allie, you're going to help us judge here on how effective you think these pickup lines are. Let's start with Tony. How about Tony in Huntington Beach? He's on line two. He's up first here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Tony, you are single and looking?
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, we might be taking you with us to Las Vegas. We're asking about pickup lines today. Are you a single guy who has a bunch of pickup lines that you rotate between, or do you have one that always works for you? What's your strategy, sir?
Well, I've always said I don't really have any, like, swag. It's just me. But I just used this one a while ago, and I think it worked.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try it out on Allie and see what she thinks.
Oh, Allie. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been sitting on some sugar? Because you got sweet ass.
Oh, Tony, that has never worked.
I don't think it has ever worked either.
It did?
That has worked, I'm telling you.
Really? Right. So what was her reaction? Did she just start laughing because of how dumb it was, and that kind of broke the ice and you guys were able to talk?
Pretty much. She thought it was absolutely ridiculous.
See, and that's a good approach. Just do it as ridiculous as you can, because she's either going to laugh and enjoy it or she's not going to like it, and that's not someone you want anyway that couldn't find the humor in having a sweet ass.
You see, Allie, everything.
Allie gets it.
I get it, Tony.
Bring a single friend, and we will see you in Las Vegas next week. Thank you so much for calling.
See your sweet ass there, Tony.
Let's go to Robert in Alhambra. He is on line three up next. I just think, and again, it's been a long – hold on one second, Robert. I just think, Allie, it's been a long time since I've used a pickup line. But I feel like coming out of the gate with something about a woman's appearance, to me, feels icky.
But if it's done in a way that's so ridiculous that you know he really doesn't mean it, and because your response is literally going to be, really, that's what you're going with? And then it opens the conversation.
If it makes me laugh, it works.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Robert, you're up next. What's the pickup line that you have?
All right. This has worked in the past. It's been a success. excuse me, I think you dropped something. My jaw.
See, I would laugh at that, especially my jaw.
Look, if it's been a success, I can't argue, Robert. We'll see you at the party. Thank you so much. Let's try Amanda. She is in L.A. She's on line one up next on K-Rock. Hi, Amanda. How have you been enjoying this conversation?
So this was used on me at a bar, and I thought it was pretty hilarious. But a guy came up to me and said, that shirt is very becoming on you. But then again, if I was on you, I would be...
Okay. Wow. Wow.
That's bold.
And that's not too much for you, Amanda? That was all right with you?
I thought it was a really clever use of words, because at first I thought he was complimenting my shirt, and I was like, hey, clever use of words. All right, you can buy me a beer.
All right.
Nice.
So that worked out for
I
you.
Like it.
All right, Amanda, you're single and looking. You want to come to Las Vegas with us?
Yeah, I'm down.
You are invited. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much. Please hold on. Let's go to Pacoima Line 5. This is going to be Roberto. Roberto, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're fine. We're going to Las Vegas. We're trying to pack up the party bus with a bunch of singles who just want to go, have a good time, and maybe meet a mate. What's your pickup line? What have you used that's worked?
So one I've used in the past is I'll see a girl and I'll go up to her and ask her, hey, excuse me, do you have your library card on you?
And then she'll ask why, and I reply, oh, girl, because I just want to check you out.
Roberto, in the past, like what, in the 80s? Come on.
Yeah, it's worked. It's gotten me the numbers, and I've got on some dates, so it's worked.
A library card.
You know, that's a great point, Allie. Like, who's heard of a library card in 2017?
Yeah, you might need to update it to, like, you have a Netflix password? Want to chill?
Yeah.
Something. There you go. There you go.
Just
all
helping
right,
you
Roberto.
Out, Roberto.
Glad you called. We'll see you in Las Vegas. Thank you. Let's do one more. Let's go to Placentia. Let's make it the beautiful Jen. She is on line 7.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Jen?
What's up, Jen?
So I was at a water park, and I had a guy ask me if I was a lifeguard. And I told him no, why? He's like, because I'm drowning in your eyes.
Oh, jeez.
And it did or did not work for you, Jen?
Unfortunately, I had a boyfriend, so it didn't work.
Okay. All right. But you're single now and ready to go to Las Vegas?
Correct.
All right. Fantastic. You hold on. We'll give you all the details. So here's the deal. We'll have tickets for you every morning this week on the Kevin and Bean Show and the first few days of next week. We're also giving away a pair online, too, if you want to go to krock.com and check that out. And you can join us in Las Vegas for the Kevin and Bean March of Bow Wow Vegas Singles Party. That is so perfect for Mike Catherwood's birthday. He loves Fallout Boy, so we're happy to play that for Mike. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on the world-famous K-Rock. Hey, quick mention before we get into the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, and that is we are looking for you. If you are a funny person and you would like to be the opening act for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness, all you need to do is go to krock.com. You have to be 18 and up. Fill out a little bit of paperwork for us there and send us a YouTube link to your comedy act. Eddie Pence won the first year. Grant Cotter won last year. Both of them were terrific out there on stage at the Shrine, and they got something cool to kind of put on their resume that they were able to open for a bunch of big name comedians for our April Foolishness show. So that show is fast approaching at the Shrine. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. But if you want to be on the bill, be the opening act, just go to krock.com for all the details. All right, Ralph, you excited? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's Wednesday, dude.
Mm-hmm. You
know
what that means.
It's Wheel of Animal Voices. Come on. All right, Allie, the monkey's on vacation, so you have the wheel. What are the possibilities we might land on this
All
week?
All right, maybe we'll land on the Thai boxing orangutans. Huh?
Right, boxing orangutans.
Oh, yeah. Boxing. We land on that since some people can't even effing say it.
Orangutans. Okay, gotcha.
Bangkok.
Oriental City.
I don't know why you'd say that.
Because that's where it takes place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bangkok. Oriental City. I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine.
Is that from chess?
It is, yes.
Oh, good Lord.
One night in Bangkok.
All right.
Murray Head.
Okay. Ralph.
Just read.
Oh, good Lord.
Don't mind me over here. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
It's too much. All right. Next up, the cat with the snake up his nose.
Okay. Now we're done. Now we're out. Now
look, I saw the photo of that cat with a snake up his nose. That is not pretty.
Yeah, you don't want that. What about Bank the turtle? He ate 1,000 coins. They named them Bank.
I would be curious to hear what Bank has to say about that experience.
Okay, yeah. I've seen this video. It's the worst dog show, Ollie the Jack Russell.
Oh, is this Ollie who face planted?
He just face planted. He ran through all of the tricks he was supposed to do. It's good times.
And now he's an internet hero.
He's a huge star.
Like Ollie.
Or the Australian Shepherd Blakely, the nanny to rare Malayan tiger cubs. It's a shepherd, and he's the nanny to little tiger cubs.
Until they eat him.
No.
All right.
Or, again, my favorite, the notorious potbelly pig named Piggy Smalls.
Piggy Smalls!
Piggy Smalls is the illest.
Come on, Piggy.
Who's with me?
All right. Bacon. Hit it, Steve.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Come on, Piggy Smalls.
Good spin. Wow.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
The Thai boxing orangutans.
Oh,
oh no.
This is a very sad story, you guys. This is very sad. There is a zoo in Bangkok, Oriental City, that is putting on what have become very controversial orangutan boxing shows.
What?
Now, you can imagine a lot of animal rights people and just good humans just are not happy about this, especially because orangutans are so darn smart. Did you know that they share 97% of their DNA with humans?
No.
So they're really just like us. They dress them up, put boxing gloves on them, put them in a ring, and make them box. And I don't even want to know how they make them box. I'm very disturbed by that.
Well, at least they don't make other orangutans hold up the cards dressed in bikinis.
They do have ring girls, basically, as well, yes. And there are a lot of people who are saying, you know, this is terrible. They, you know, they rip these baby orangutans away from their parents and put them in the zoo. That's not bad enough. And now you humiliate them and you make them box for paying customers. Orangutans are extremely intelligent. The zoo is exploiting that. They're so smart they can tell where they're being laughed at, says Samantha Fuller, a teacher from America who's working abroad in Thailand. She also added in an interview with the New York Post, watching it upset me so much that I had to come home and shower just to wash it all off. So some people are probably going and enjoying the heck out of orangutan boxing. Others not so much. But we want to find out what's it like there at the zoo in Thailand. And I think Dave, our producer, was able to line us up maybe a zookeeper or somebody, maybe an animal handler. Somebody on the phone joining us on K-Rock right now. Hello there.
Oh, no.
Hello there.
Hello.
Yes, we're calling to talk to somebody about the orangutan boxing.
Yeah. I'm a orangutan boxer. What can I do for you?
You work there at the zoo, sir?
I work here, right? I'm a boxer.
Oh, you're one of the orangutans.
I get in a ring, you know, and like, I have to get the eye of the tiger, you know? And
right.
And I get in there, and I fight. Good fight, all right?
Well, how do you feel? It seems like a lot of humans are not feeling very good about seeing the show there at the zoo. What's it like for you and your friends?
They're not feeling good. Imagine what it's like for me, okay? I'm in the ring, and I'm, like, fighting, trying to be the champ, all right? I'm trying to take my shot, and then little bitches like Samantha, the teacher, come and say, oh, they're being laughed at, you know? I'm not being laughed at. I'm fighting a good fight, all right?
I'm sure you're doing the best you can, but you're not exactly just being allowed to just relax and be an orangutan. It sounds like it's got to be a stressful situation to be put into this.
Yeah, it's stressful, okay? I got Creed coming at me. I got Drago coming at me, you know? It's not easy, you know? Yo, Gibbon, I did it! My girlfriend, Gibbon.
Gibbon!
Probably, like, you know, like, marry her. Because, you know, like, I love her, you know?
Aww.
I just want to be champ. I want to be champ of the apes, okay? I want to be ape champ!
I'm a little bit surprised by how much about Rocky you seem to know as a monkey.
Rocky? What's Rocky? Never heard about that.
It sounded like you were making a reference to a lot of things that had to do with the Rocky film franchise about the boxer.
Oh, no. I'm just an ape, you know? So I just grew up in the streets, and I'm just trying to, you know, make a better life for myself, you know?
Uh-huh.
What streets?
Bangkok, Oriental City. That's where I grew up.
Okay.
But, you know, I want to be like you. I want to be like you.
Okay, all right.
Walk like you. Talk like you. Do-be-do-be-do-be-do-do.
Very nice. Well, you've seen
True.
The Jungle Book, too.
Someone
nice.
Someone like me.
Okay.
Don't just call out the references, okay? The jokes. You can be just say, oh, that's from Rocky. That's from the Jungle Book. They take the fun out of it, right? I like to punch you right in the face.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
In the face. When you get in the ring with me,
okay.
Bad enough I'm going to do this, but he's like, oh, that's from Rocky, you know, that's from Jungle Book. Oh, isn't that clever?
He's kind of implied, right?
I think so. Okay. They people get it, they don't get it.
All right, they get it or they don't get it.
Cut me. Cut me out of this bit. So they cut me.
All right, we're gonna let you go and get back to your boxing then, but thanks for coming on the show. Hello? Okay.
You pissed him off.
So that's the Wheel of Bath Hannibal. Voices right there. Allie, I know we have Greg Fitzsimmons coming in a little bit, but do we have time to squeeze in a few phone calls for Kevin Beans What's Good?
I feel like we do.
Let's do it on any topic. We open up the phones wide for you at 1-800-520-1067. You can call about maybe you're like Allie and you're really mad at Rachel Maddow this morning. Maybe that's what you want to call about.
I'm just saying. There was a better way to handle that.
All right.
Rachel.
We could talk about that or anything that's going on in your life. If you got comments, you got questions, you got problems, we are all ears. Give us a call right now. 1-800-520-1067. It's your chance to be a part of the Kevin and Bean Show, and we'll talk to you next on K-Rock. LA and OC's Alternative Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. Kevin and Bean Show Wednesday morning. We want you on the phone right now at 1-800-520-1067 on any topic. It's Kevin and Bean's What's Good? Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
Run a theory by you guys before we go to line two here, and that's that all people named Taylor are pretty awesome. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Nope.
When you think about our friend Taylor Williamson, you think about Taylor Thompson,
and
you think about Taylor Swift.
That blows your theory right out of the water.
How dare you?
But I think this Taylor's good.
Taylor and El Segundo, line two, up first on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What's good, Taylor?
Good morning, guys. Please don't compare me to Taylor Swift.
Thank you, Taylor.
You'd be lucky. You'd be lucky to be compared to Taylor Swift. How dare you? What can we help you with?
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk with Allie about Big Little Lies on HBO. I've been watching it.
How good is it?
So good. And I read the book a little while ago, and they're sticking to it. It's so. I think it's great that they turned it into like a full series instead of a movie or something. It lets them kind of get every little detail, and it's been awesome.
I too read the book. It's a book about these intertwined lives up in Monterey.
Okay.
And there is essentially a murder, and then it goes
essentially
through.
Essentially a murder, or is there a murder?
Definitely.
Kind of like a murder?
Well, we're gonna find out really what happened. On the last episode, but they go through the lives of these women, and my God, Reese Witherspoon, Laura Dern, Nicole Kidman, Shailene Woodley, Zoe Kravitz.
Wow.
It is phenomenal. It is so good. I've read the book, she's read the book, and we're still totally engaged and need to see it play out.
Yeah, and that's how you know they did a good job. I think the cast is amazing, and I gotta say, I'm a little sad about this as a 27-year-old woman, but I think that 8-year-old Chloe is the coolest person in the world, and I want to be her.
Chloe has great musical taste. She's smart as a whip. I love her. There's also a little boy that it kind of centers around, Ziggy. Is he doing the bullying?
I'm Team
What's
Ziggy.
Going on with
I'm
Ziggy?
I'm Team Ziggy.
Ziggy's
like Ziggy.
The best. It is such a great show, Sunday nights.
Do you need a vagina to enjoy this show?
No.
I don't think you do.
You do not.
I don't think you do.
No. Adam Scott, Alexander Skarsgård. It's worth it for the cast, but then you see all these beautiful shots of Monterey. It is such a good story. And it's about to blow people's minds in the next couple episodes.
Taylor, glad you called. Despite dissing the best Taylor, I'm glad you were listening, and I'm glad you called today. Thank you so much.
Let's go to
little Landon. He's in Encino. He's up next. He's on line six. Landon is 11, you guys. So this could be a defining moment in his life on how we handle this call.
Hey, Landon.
Hello.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, I just wanted to talk about how much I like Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Okay.
All right. What, share with us with your Wiener Schnitzel feelings. Why do you like it so much?
Well, Wiener Schnitzel, that kind of thing that you eat when you eat it for breakfast, and then you eat it for dinner, and then you wake up in the middle of the night, and you're hungry, and you eat it, and then you sneak it into school, and you eat it.
Wow.
Landon, do you live at a Wiener Schnitzel? How are you getting Wiener Schnitzel whenever you want?
Well, just wait. See, I know this guy. I know this guy down in Guatemala. He makes the best Wiener Schnitzel there. I mean, magnificent.
Hold on a second. How does a guy in Guatemala make Wiener Schnitzel? Don't you have to go to a Wiener Schnitzel to get Wiener Schnitzel?
No. The guy in Guatemala,
he
make it really spicy. And the spiciness is what's spicy about it.
I got it.
Okay. Oh, the spiciness is what's spicy about it. Okay.
All right.
You had me right up until Guatemala, but I'm glad you enjoy your Wiener Schnitzel, and thank you for calling, sir. We appreciate it.
No time for whimsy. I don't believe this story is real because you mentioned someone in Guatemala.
I could talk to Landon all day.
I'm not cutting you off.
I'm getting on my plane to Mars.
I was having trouble following. Look, I enjoyed Little Landon. I was just having trouble following his story.
Because he was having fun, Bean. He was being silly, and we could have mined that.
Let's go to Riverside. Let's go to Riverside. Let's talk to Mike. He's up next on Kevin Beats. What's good line for? Mike, what can we help you with, my friend?
Good morning, everyone. So my cousin and I are having a debate. I need you to settle for us.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So it's been about a year since Radiohead's last album came out. Okay. He says this album's a piece of crap. I say masterpiece. I need everyone's arguments, but Bean, you are the decider on this one.
Wow, I don't know if I'm qualified to be the decider. Look, here's the thing about music, Radiohead or anybody, is it's pretty subjective. It's possible that you love this record and he doesn't like this record, and you're both right.
The issue is he's actually a bigger Radiohead fan than I am. He said this album was just too melancholy to be enjoyable, and it was garbage.
I think a lot of radio fans thought that, what is it, a moon-shaped pool?
Yes, that's
was a bit of a disappointment. I think your cousin might be.
However,
on the right
side. It's also possible that it's somewhere in between, that it's a good album but not a great album. Then who wins the bet in that case?
So we have a six pack of our favorite beers writing on this. So Bean, I need you to be with me on this one.
Can we talk about Wiener Schnitzel again? Can we go back to Guatemala? You had all the time in the world for this guy.
He's had less time
like
than Guatemala
Someone
has.
Someone else doesn't like something. Let's talk about who's right about liking things. Oh, you're killing me.
I like Landon.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's do one more and let's make it.
I miss Landon time.
Let's make it Ian, you guys. You're going to like Ian in Riverside on line one, Allie, because I think he might be Scottish.
Are you my people?
Hello.
Hey, Ian. What's going on?
How are you guys? This is Ian.
Yes. Yes, we established that when we brought you up on the air. Yes,
Ian,
go ahead,
we
Ian.
We hear you. Over.
I was calling about the story this morning. It was funny to hear another Scotsman on the radio. I've been listening to you guys for years now, since I came here, and I still have my accent. And it's
Ian, what part of Scotland
are
you from?
Your accent a little bit, Ian.
What part of Scotland are you from, Ian?
I'm from Paisley, which is next to Glasgow in Scotland.
Uh-huh. In Scotland? Glasgow in Scotland.
Ralph, I feel like you're calling BS on Ian's Scottish accent.
It sounds a bit put on to me, like he's been listening to a lot of Billy Connolly albums.
Billy Connolly, he's my favourite. He's my favourite comedian.
He's great, isn't he? He's the best.
Ralph, you've got a pretty good accent, too, Ian.
All right. Short of having a scotch off, I think we're out of time here. But thank you for the call. This has been What's Good.
What's Good?
LA and OC's Alternative Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin Bean Show on a Wednesday. Forget fake Scottish Ian for a second, Ralph. The caller that he was talking about, what he was talking about was a listener in Scotland who sent in this video that I think you're going to appreciate very much of him complaining about the dog story. Remember the dog story I told at the beginning of Friday's
sweet
show?
Jesus. When will that story end? Our new segment called When Will That Story End?
Many thought it was interminable, and I think you'll appreciate what this listener had to say about it.
Bean, God damn it, when you have to walk home from work in Scotland, it's cold and miserable and boring enough. I thought, I'll just chuck on last Friday's Kevin and Bean show. Haven't heard it yet. Friday shows tend to be pretty awesome. And then, God damn you, that dog story. What the hell was that dog story? Kevin, you're a goddamn hero for that sad music. A goddamn hero. Bean, fix your goddamn life. Goddamn.
All right, so. Truer
words
received.
Have never been spoken.
Right.
Right? Kind of reset my whole life hearing that from our listener in Scotland. So thank you for that. All right, 7:54, time for the Showbiz Beat now. What's going on?
Congratulations to Chad Michael Murray and his wife, Sarah Romer. They have their hands full with two babies under two. Proud Papa revealed a new baby girl. Pretty cute.
And that little baby could grow up to be Adolf Hitler.
No, it was a little baby girl. She's holding onto his finger with that tiny little hand, and he captioned, "You can hold on as tight as you want for as long as you want."
Oh,
so sweet. Chad Michael Murray, by the way, is one of the stars of the new Sun Records over there on CMT.
Oh yeah,
it's awesome! I'm loving that series.
I didn't even know it was out.
Yes, the story of Sam Phillips and his Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee, and how he became the guy who recorded
of course, famously Elvis mm-hmm. and Jerry Lee Lewis and Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins.
I thought they were waiting for Nashville to end before it came out. Mm-mm. Oh,
no,
man.
It's been out for like 3 weeks now.
Shoot.
Bean doesn't like it because he's very conflicted.
Why?
Because he's got a lot of feelings about
Sun Records. I do. Sun I have Records a lot of Sun feelings? Records feelings. Yeah.
Okay.
Sun Records feelings.
All right.
But for those of us who dislike television, it's real good. Ben Affleck has said he did just recently did a stint in rehab. I have completed treatment for alcohol addiction, he said, something I've dealt with in the past and will continue to confront. I want to live life to the fullest and be the best father I can be. I want my kids to know there is no shame in getting help when you need it and to be a source of strength for anyone out there who needs help but is afraid to take the first step.
So good for him.
Good for him for getting some help. But you really didn't need to tell us, but it was not a secret. Anybody who saw that interview he did with Bill Simmons about the Deflategate?
He was a little sweaty and a little off.
It's the worst crime in the history of sports.
Yeah.
The worst of the thing in the sport.
Deflategate is the ultimate bull outrage of sports ever. It's so f***ing stupid.
Well, A, he was right about all that.
Of course.
But B, it's good for him to come out and say he sought the help because that will indeed help other people.
I agree.
Ridiculous smear campaign.
Is it a smear campaign?
It was a smear campaign.
It was a smear campaign.
I think anyone with half a brain would know that Goodell had it in for the Patriots.
All he needs to do now is get rehab for his Patriots addiction.
Nope.
And then he'll be healthier than ever.
There's no rehab for that.
The scores of the football games on that thing, by any chance?
Wasn't in the chance. Spores that scores in the football team in the chance.
He got helped.
The new Ben Affleck.
He is getting better, mm-hmm. and it's a day-to-day process, and I say kudos you, Affleck, and if you need someone to talk to, you give me a call. I'm here to help.
Hugh Jackman went full Bean the other day.
Oh, no.
Apparently, he was having lunch with John Travolta, and I guess they're working on a movie together, and over popped John's close friend, Olivia Newton-John. She popped over to sit down and have lunch with them.
Huh.
And Hugh Jackman admitted that as a fellow Australian, he was obsessed with her back in the day. And first thing he said to her was how he had a poster of her hanging over his bed. And Hugh Jackman said she responded with one simple word. Right.
Oh, no.
Hugh says he's fairly certain she was convinced he was a stalker and her worst nightmare. So don't go full Bean is what we're saying.
Yeah.
It does not bode well for those who you creep out, and then they get very upset.
Look, I hate to agree with Ralph, but I have gone full Bean, and it has not worked out well for me.
No.
So take his advice and don't do it.
And you know those people who make musical instruments out of things that aren't musical instruments?
Yes.
Stop it.
Okay.
Tell those people, stop it.
All right.
It's dumb. It's time wasted. There's
like a
plenty
washboard
of musical
is
instruments.
Percussion?
No, I mean,
thing?
That's people use that. That's
okay.
an actual instrument used by yokels or whoever uses
then
it.
What kind of, what?
A guy built a contraption using electromagnetics, glass tubes, xylophone keys, and rocks that are shot with a piston in order to create a contraption that plays musical sounds.
Asshole. Excuse me.
And then he posted a version of Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles to prove that it works.
Okay.
We don't need it. You don't.
What?
You don't need the glass tube rock magnetophone.
Are
okay?
you sure?
Because we have guitars and pianos.
But
and don't stop wasting your time. Do something good with your time.
Maybe that was what. That's all he wanted. In
it's
life.
Not enough. Want something else? Is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Want something better.
This made him happy.
I hate him.
Why?
I mean, what the hell, man?
Right. What the hell, man? Anyway, here's his electromagnet glass. Xylophone rockophone-inator playing Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. Right?
He can go straight to hell.
Thank you!
This is uncool, man! You just can't get away with that, bro!
Right?
Dumbass!
Dumbass!
I know that I want to punch you in the nose.
Yes! He puts that on YouTube like, oh, I've done something. No! It sounds like ass and we don't need it.
I take it back.
God damn it. People have too much time on their hands.
It was like he was throwing rocks at crap.
You should see that he's there.
It's like something at Willy Wonka's factory, shooting rocks up in the air. Oh. Piece of leather slapping against other rocks. Dumbass.
I'm tired of you writing checks you can't cash, bro.
Right. I will fight the guy who built that machine for $1 million for a charity.
I hate you. My listeners hate you. Remember that scumbag forever.
I hate you. Today's celebrity birthdays. Bret Michaels of Poison's 54 years old today. Did we ever get any Poison? No? Okay. Thanks, Chip. Chip's all right. Kevin Tare this week. Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray's 49. Kim Raver. Or is it Raver? I think it's Raver. 48 from 24. She was great on that show. Mark Hoppus from Blink is 45. Will I Am. Black Eyed Peas, 42 years old. Eva Longoria is also 42. Our own Michael Catherwood. Yay! Celebrates his 38th birthday. Kellen Lutz is 32. Jay Courtney. Captain Boomerang from Suicide Squad is 31. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Allie, why do you get so sad every time you hear that song? I would think it would bring back the happiest time of your whole life.
Usually it would. That song reminds me, of course, of the Kings and the big parade and everything. And yeah, they're not looking great.
It's just it's a tough week to think happy Kings thoughts because it's looking increasingly like they won't make the playoffs.
They lost to the Coyotes last night in a shootout.
That does hurt.
Come on, Kings, get it together.
So maybe we rest on the mic him until maybe past the playoffs. Let you get past this difficult time.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Smashing Pumpkins coming up. Also, some Cake. It's been a while since I've heard them. And Pennywise on the way, plus the latest from Imagine Dragons on the world-famous K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. 1 week ago at this time, we talked to a Kevin and Bean listener named Beatrice. Mm-hmm. She is back on the phone right now. Let's get caught up and find out what's going on in her life. Beatrice, how are you, my dear?
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Beatrice.
We're doing great. Now, would you mind?
I feel like that just wasn't the happiest voice I've ever heard.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Okay.
Let's recap for folks who weren't with us, who don't remember from last week. The reason you got in touch with us in the first place was why, Beatrice?
Because after being together with my husband for 12 years, I've been begging for a ring, and I didn't get it until I called you guys.
Yeah, the story that you told us is you had dated for many years, like 8, 9 years, something like that, before you decided to get married, and it just ended up being a courthouse wedding, which is fine, but that meant you never got the chance to be a Beatrice the fiancé. Your husband never came up with any jewelry for you, and as the years go by, you're starting to think, hey, it might be nice to have a pretty ring on my finger, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so your husband, Daniel, had been dragging his feet on this, and you said he's a big Kevin and Bean fan, so you wanted to get us involved because you thought he might listen to us. Now, we had him on last week, and we told him to do right by his lady and buy you a ring, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right.
And we gave him a week. One week. Weeks right. up.
So exactly. tell me what happened on this topic from when you hung up the phone on Wednesday morning. Was he mad at you at all for bringing us into this?
No, he wasn't mad. He was excited because he was talking to you guys.
Okay.
I thought he was going to be a little bit upset, but no, he wasn't.
Okay, was that's just good.
So you said to him, all right, they gave you a week. What are you going to do? And what did he tell you?
Nothing. He didn't say anything. I mean, after we hang up the phone, he didn't say anything until he came home. And he was like, oh, my God, we sound so weird on the phone. And I was like, what about the topic? What about the ring?
Yeah, enough about what we sound like.
Exactly. He was worried about being, talking to you guys, and but he didn't mention anything about the ring. That's what I said. But no, after, let's say 3 days ago, he was like, get ready, let's go to the store, and he took me to a store, and he let me pick a ring.
Oh,
come
Daniel.
On. Wow.
Yay.
And did you get one right there and bring it home, or was it something you put in an order for and you got to wait for, or what?
No, I brought it home.
You're wearing it right now?
Yes,
I am. That makes me so happy.
Me too.
So much.
And what's it like? What's it look like? I know girls love to talk about their engagement rings. What's it look like?
Well, it's a gold band, and it is like a little diamond.
Aww.
I mean, at this point, it doesn't really matter how it looks. I just
I just wanted to have a ring.
You want to have a ring.
Yeah. I love it.
All right. Well, now that we know that he's a good man who lives up to his word, let's bring Daniel into the conversation. Daniel, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Good morning, Kevin and Ali.
Hello.
Well, good morning to you, too. So was it a tough decision for you once you were put on the spot to go buy your lady a ring, or did you not mind doing it?
No, I didn't mind doing it. And then with the added bonus that Kevin said, go ahead. So I said, okay, you know, so you guys agreed. And I said, okay, you know, like I said, I base most of my decisions on your show. So.
Oh, Daniel.
Daniel, let me ask you a question. Has life been a little easier, a little better since getting her that ring? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it got better. It got better.
See?
It started getting a lot better. So
I'm telling you.
It did. It worked out good.
Nice.
So did you have any feelings about the ring? Did it matter to you what it looked like? Or were you just saying, hey, Beatrice, whatever you want, just go ahead and pick it out?
Well, I don't want to say it didn't matter, but it's a ring, you know?
It's a ring.
It's what she wanted.
What she wanted. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
but she was happy, so that's why I wanted it. She's happy, so I'm happy.
I feel like there's some lesson to be learned here about a little bit of communication, a little bit of compromise.
Right.
I feel like there's nothing but winners in this conversation, you guys.
And if you need something done, just ask Kevin.
Right, just ask Kevin because he makes all the best decisions. Maybe, you know, Beatrice, Daniel, you guys were so awesome to bring us into this very special moment in your family's life. I feel like we need to start a new feature like Kevin and Bean Life Coaches or something like that, where, you know, people who have problems that can be resolved by us weighing in and making suggestions. Maybe they need to get in touch with us because it sounds like it worked out for you guys.
You sure. I mean, I bet there's a lot of couples listening to you guys, and, I mean, guys stay forever to do something, so why not?
All right. Well, congratulations to both of you. I'm very, very happy for you, and we're happy to have been a part of it. And keep in touch and let us know how you kids are doing, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Daniel.
Help.
Thank you for doing the right thing. Beatrice, thank you for thinking of us, and I'm glad you got your ring. Take care, you guys.
Thank you.
LA and OC's Alternative Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Don't forget, tickets are on sale right now at AXS.com. If you want to be there with us on April 1st at the Shrine, it's Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. By the way, speaking of the April Foolishness show, how about the great Greg Fitzsimmons who just stopped by? Hey, Greg.
Did you mean April or did you mean foolish? That was the transition.
You did our show twice? Did you do the show twice?
No, just once.
Last year.
One of the most fun shows I've ever done in my life.
Aww. It's a good night, right?
It's a great... First of all, I don't know if I told you this, but when you guys booked me, I was like, all right, it's probably some little rock club in Hollywood. And like, I literally, for whatever reason, didn't hear Shrine Auditorium when you guys asked me to do it.
Oh, no.
So you sent a limo for me. And so I'm drinking all the, all the alcohol in the back of the, no.
Whatever they leave behind.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I go, by the way, where's the theater? And they're like, it's the Shrine Auditorium. I go, no, seriously, where are we going? And we pull up. I get to the Shrine Auditorium and I peer out on the stage while you're out there. And I'm like, what the? And so I went up there and I just, I was nervous. And then I think the nervous energy turned into like, you know, I ramped it up a little bit.
One of my
favorites of all time.
Yeah, you were
really?
Great.
Yeah. Wow,
you
that's
were,
nice
you
to
killed.
Hear.
You killed.
And,
it,
I'm, and
it
I'm
was
so,
a blast.
I'm so fascinated, Greg, to hear you say that only because you're a professional who's been doing stand-up for what, 25 years?
28.
Right? Okay, 28 years. I can't believe at this point in your professional career it matters to you what stage you're on. I feel like you could own any room, and you've played huge rooms, and you've played clubs, and I can't imagine it still makes a difference.
Well, it's also the lineup. I mean, I think I was following like Keith Moon or something. Like you guys get like killer headliner comedians. So,
well, here's the lineup for this year, and I think you know a lot of these people. You just had David Koechner on your own podcast. He's on the bill this year. The great Bill Burr is doing the show for us this year. Jimmy Pardo, who's making his debut as an April Foolishness comedian. Adam Ray is going to be on the bill. Jonah Ray is on the bill. Angela Johnson. Do you know Angela?
Yes, she does the character about the nails.
Yes, she's very funny.
Very funny.
And our friend Taylor Williamson as well is on the bill, too.
Oh,
so
sure.
It's a super, super fun lineup.
Now, who closes? Burr, I guess.
I mean, I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think it would be. Unless he had some previous commitment or something like that or didn't want to close, and that's sometimes the case. You know, that we hear that a lot from comedians. They're very specific sometimes about where they want to be on the bill on a bill like this where they're working with a bunch of other headliners.
Oh, it's tough to close.
There's a lot of ego involved, I think, and nervousness in that, which is so crazy to me because we see every one of you and you go, that guy, any one of you could headline. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing is that, as in, you know, I came up in New York and, you know, you really learn that on any given night, you're going to follow Louis or Dave Attell or Dave Chappelle or Chris Rock. And you get really good at just sucking it up and realizing, I got to just own it. I got to go out, give it a beat. The worst thing you can do is chase what they just got.
Yeah.
And think like, all right, I'm going to keep up Chris Rock's energy now.
Not so much.
No, you got to let his energy just go away.
Yeah.
You have to all mourn it. And kind of take a lap of the stage and sweep up and then
just
start
over
start from there. Right.
Right. Well, Greg is we're very lucky because Greg is in town this week, as he often is for the St. Patrick's Day week. You're going to be at the Irvine Improv tomorrow night doing your thing. And then your annual St. Patrick's Day show at the Hollywood Improv is going to feature Bill Burr along with you, Joe Rogan, and a bunch of other comedians. Now, how long have you been doing a St. Patrick's Day show, Greg?
I think this is like the 10th year in a row. And it started because, again, being from New York, St. Patrick's Day is like Christmas and New Year's rolled into one. It's huge. And being 100% Irish, all four of my grandparents came to the Bronx from Ireland, and they used to march in the St. Patrick's Day parade with us. And so it really – L.A. is a bummer on St. Patrick's Day. You know, you've got some Irish bars that are doing stuff, but there's no parade, and people don't really wear green.
Yeah.
So I said, we need to come up with an event on St. Patrick's Day. And so people come out and they get drunk. We had a mother and we had a girl come in with her mother and some friends. And the mother got drunk and was heckling us. And she kept saying that, I'm Scottish. Which is the wrong thing
what
to say
hell?
On St. Patrick's Day. Like, why did you come then?
Right? Welsh. Who cares?
So she keeps going, and it won't stop. And then eventually the daughter goes, Mom, shut the F up! In front of the whole club. And the place is dying. And then the daughter, like, throws a drink at her mother.
Oh my God.
The security came and dragged everybody. Like, every year there's a crazy drunken event.
Sounds like a live Springer taping.
Yeah.
Greg, since the last time you were here a few months ago, right? Was I already living in New Orleans when you were here last time?
No.
Okay. We just had the Irish Channel Parade this past Saturday. They always do it the first Saturday, the Saturday right before St. Patrick's Day. And it's a huge parade. And I think you would love this because everybody, I mean, it's a miles long parade, but everybody dresses up for it and everybody is hammered, as you can imagine. And then they have all of these floats. And I'm not kidding. They throw potatoes, instead of throwing beads, they do some of that too, but they throw potatoes, they throw cabbages, they throw Lucky Charms. I mean, it's no New York, but it's pretty Irish here on that parade.
That's like having the Million Mile March and throwing watermelons and chicken wings off of it.
It is a
that's
little bit
so
racist.
Racist.
It's a little bit racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not great.
That's like having the Rosh Hashanah parade and throwing pennies off of it. potato pancakes. Yeah.
You would enjoy it, though. But if you go out there with a bag, you can come back with a nice salad. You know what I mean? If you're good at catching stuff.
Now, wait, I thought last weekend was Mardi Gras.
Yes, the way the calendar worked this year is Mardi Gras was very late and it kind of bumped right up against all the St. Patrick's Day stuff. And of course, that was last Saturday for the Irish Channel Parade. And then this weekend, there are more parades because it's actually St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Right.
Good
so
Lord.
That's a lot. Allie, you had a great question when we were talking about Greg earlier today.
Yeah.
About Greg being in the club Friday night.
Yeah, I was thinking, okay, St. Patrick's Day wasted. How fun. You've told stories before about how you drank quite a bit and had some fun. What's it like now not drinking on a St. Patrick's Day? Do you look at it with different eyes?
It's annoying.
Yeah.
It really is. And, you know, it didn't used to bother me as much, but the worst thing in the world is having a conversation with a drunk when you're not drunk.
Yeah.
And they get really close in your face and you can smell their breath and it reminds you of Dad. Oh, I forgot this is my one-man show. It's...
This got dark.
No, and then people want to take pictures, and they put their arm around you and hand their girlfriend the camera, And yeah. she's wearing a Green Bay Packers jacket because they're tourists. And she can't unlock the screen. So now his arm's around you and his armpit is like stinky, hot, sweaty, and it's on your shoulder.
I hate your night.
Oh.
Showbiz, right?
And don't get me wrong. If you come out Friday night or Thursday night in Irvine and you want to put your arm around me and take a picture, that's fine. But there's like a 3-second rule.
Yeah. Have the camera ready.
Camera ready. Yeah,
sure.
And check your pit real quick.
Sure. Why not?
All right. Irvine Improv tomorrow night. The annual St. Patrick's Day show at the Hollywood Improv is going to be on Friday. You can get tickets for both shows right now at improv.com or gregfitzsimmons.com. And you should, because that sounds like a great time. More with our guest, Greg, right after this on K-Rock. LA and OC's Alternative Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. And you're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Why? Why are you laughing at me?
Greg Fitzsimmons was shimmying to
He
cake.
Was dancing. He was shimmying. Doing it. Greg is a very popular radio and podcast host and an outstanding stand-up comedian. You can see him tomorrow night at the Irvine Improv and then again on Friday night, the annual St. Patrick's Day show at the Hollywood Improv with Bill Burr, Joe Rogan, and more. Tickets for both sales available now at improv.com or gregfitzsimmons.com. You were telling us during the break, and we made you shut up, Greg, that you were living in Venice. And love it or don't love it?
I couldn't live anywhere in LA except for Venice. It's mm-hmm. just, you know, I know all my neighbors and there's dogs and kids and mm-hmm. We've got a little person that lives in the neighborhood and he's married to a regular sized person. I mean, it's just great.
And everything you look for in a neighborhood right there.
But now Snapchat has moved in and Google.
Yeah.
And now it's become like a campus. It's become like a Google campus. Ooh. And they're buying up all the buildings. Like Gold's Gym, the original Gold's Gym that Schwarzenegger started, is now going to become a Snapchat office. Mm. And so there's a place on Venice Boulevard. You guys know Venice Boulevard very well.
Mm-hmm.
There is a little place on Abbot Kinney in Venice called Zinc. And it's spelled Z-I-N-Q-U-E. And you go in. And everything is like polished aluminum, and I go up to the bar, and nobody in there looks older than 21 years old, and they're all drinking like $14 glasses of Chardonnay.
Whoa,
I love it!
And they're all dressed kind of hipsterish, and I go to the counter and I order a cortada, which is a Spanish drink that, and I go to this place because they know what this drink is.
Okay,
and I order it. And it takes me like 3 minutes to get this guy who's polishing glasses and who has the Flock of Seagulls haircut and suspenders to come over to me and take the order. And then he just...
Maybe he wanted to wait till the Mumford & Sons song he was listening to was over.
Right. He had to tune a banjo. And then he saunters away and starts measuring liquor bottles on the shelf. You know?
What's happening?
And I'm standing there going like, what is happening? And I'm already annoyed by the people that are in there. And then finally, somebody else, another server, comes over and says, are you being helped? I go, I think so. I ordered from him. And then she goes and tells him. And then it occurs to him that he hasn't done it. Meanwhile, he can see me the entire time. So he goes and he makes my drink very slowly. And he's got to make like the fun little swan thing on the top with an erection. That was maybe in my head. And he puts it in front of me. And then he goes, that'll be... And at this point, I hate this guy to his core.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I have already decided that he is not getting a tip.
Sure.
Which is a big deal for me. I always tip. And so he pulls up his little iPad and he punches up $3.80. And so I hand him a $5. And then we stand there while he goes back to work. And I go, excuse me.
He didn't give you change.
I go, excuse me. Can I get my change? And he goes, oh. And then he goes and he gets $1. And he hands it to me.
Oh, no.
And I go...
Now we're going to find out what Greg's made of. Now that we got this 20 seconds in limbo, the 20 cents in limbo.
Excuse me. I think there's more change.
Oh, no.
And then he looks at me and he says, word for word, we don't do change here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You murdered him, right? You murdered him and you set that place on fire.
I yelled, we don't do change here. And every little precious trust fund, you know, Google apprentice was like suddenly looking up from their wine glasses going like, somebody's showing a real human emotion. Somebody's displaying anger. That's not part of protocol on the West Side. And so the guy goes, I have to go find it. Like, they literally don't
they
handle
don't have change.
Metal change.
Wow. So, oh. Greg, you were stewing in your own juices so long while you were waiting for your drink to be made that you decided you weren't even going to give him 20 cents.
Not even 20 cents.
You're standing
cents.
Your ground,
you're a stickler.
Man.
I think that tipping is a statement, and I think not tipping is a statement.
Oh, very much so.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's one thing. If you bring Chinese food to my house, I'm tipping like 25 to 30% because, mm-hmm. you know, you're getting in a car, you're dry, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
And then you get people that I'm supposed to tip the same percentage because the guy turned 180 degrees and filled a cup.
Right.
No.
Right.
Not
no,
unless he blows me away with charm.
Oh, glad you said with charm.
I was worried too. So did he come up with the cash?
I left. He was looking for a while, and then I think I made my point.
Yeah.
And
you
I
did.
Left.
I
yeah.
think you said, I'm going to say you won that round.
Not only that round, guess who went back the next day?
No,
yes,
didn't.
I did. Went back the next day. He wasn't there. But I was gonna go every day and just torture him.
So is your point that there are now places like Zinc with a Q because of Snapchat and Google moving into the neighborhood, and you don't like it because it's replacing the charm that you fell in love with Venice over?
Yeah, there used to be a lot of dives, and all yeah. the dives are getting moved out. I've got at least four or five friends that have had to leave their apartments because rents have gone up so much, and it's really annoying, and it's a shame. It used to be like, you know, all the freaks in Venice. There used to be a guy with no legs on a skateboard. They used mm-hmm. to push himself around.
Yeah.
And it really made you think, like, that is a dangerous sport. And there was, like, the same homeless guy that I would see every single night. And he thought that there were spies from East Onia, he would always say.
Not Estonia.
Estonia.
Okay.
Well, I guess Estonia. Maybe he didn't say it right.
Sure.
He's homeless. You want to give him a break?
Sorry.
Jeez, Allie.
And, you know, and you get to know these same people, and you bring them some food, mm-hmm. and the whole community works. And now they're forcing all of the Winnebagos. Like, there's a lot of homeless people that live in Winnebagos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now they're putting in parking ordinances so those people can't park on the street anymore. It's just like they come in because they like that it's funky, and then they immediately take all the funk out of it.
That's yeah. right. That's yeah. right. That's what gentrification is all about, is yeah. to ruin the neighborhood that you moved into because of everything that made you move there. Exactly.
Right.
Now, will there come a point where you will find someplace else, or is there no place else left anymore that you can go that will give you Venice quirkiness, you know, someplace else?
I've got nowhere left to go!
This is
Name
it.
The movie.
I can't.
Officer and a Gentleman, Richard Gere.
Well, it's been a long time since.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, speaking of TV, speaking of movies, this is the voice of our friend Greg Fitzsimmons here on the Kevin and Bean Show, playing the Irvine Improv tomorrow night and the St. Patrick's Day Show at the Hollywood Improv on Friday. Real quick, because I know we're almost out of time, Greg. And this is very painful for me to say that we're out of time, because I'm so used to your show with the long form, and then you come in here and it's like little 7-minute chunks. It must seem like it's barely worth your time, right?
Yeah, it is really barely. Now, there is... There is no there's one other radio show in the country that I enjoy as much as this one. If you go down to Tampa, Florida, Mike Calta, he does a great show.
Okay.
And it's the same form as you guys. You come down and you have a conversation.
Well, that's
it's
what
not
we're
like
here for.
Setting up jokes and, you know, trying to challenge me as the alpha in the room.
Sure.
I am the alpha in the room.
Obviously.
I feel like we're just friends, Greg. That's what I feel.
No,
it's a
great hang. I love coming in here.
Well, we love having you, but I also want to give a plug for it because in addition to your shows, and you're a very busy, popular show business legend now, you're working on our friend Pete Holmes' show as well, which we love so much on HBO.
Right. Judd Apatow's producing it, and it's just such a joy to sit in the writer's room with Judd and just see – I mean, I've written on a lot of shows over the years, and I've never seen a guy, like, come in. You know, he'll come in 2 days a week, mm-hmm. and the other days we're throwing up story ideas on the board and trying to figure out what, you know, what story goes with what story and what episode. And then Judd just saunters in, eating a croissant, very casually goes, no, that goes there, and this goes up there. And then you all go, oh, like he just solved the crossword you've been working on for 2 days.
He just makes everything better without even an effort.
It's just effortless. And he's got this way of, like, when you're pitching, of just going like, and what would it be like if he did this? Well, and how do you see this? He's not the guy that comes up with it.
Right.
But he knows exactly what to ask and who to draw out.
Yeah.
And then it just comes together. And him and Pete are pure partners in it. They do, aww, you know, it's very collaborative. And then the rest of us just tell stories from the road.
Yeah.
And the story, I mean, and I know that they've just barely scratched the surface of the stories that even Pete Holmes, just Pete Holmes has lived through.
Right.
But it really is a great – I feel like it's a realistic inside look at what comedy is like for you performers. I don't feel like it's something that's made up or trumped up for television. It seems real to me.
Well, I think that to become a good comedian, it really does involve this stage of crashing on couches, which I did in New York for 2 years. I crashed on couches. And, you know, you just – and you get so grateful for whatever you get that spirit never goes away. And that's why most comics will do an open mic night on their wedding night, because it was so hard to get those spots for so many years,
mm-hmm, yeah,
that you still, every time somebody introduces me to go on stage, I feel gratitude that I, wow, get to do this.
That's
and
sweet.
I think the show really captures that. And Pete, as opposed to some of the jaded characters around him in New York, is the guy who's still pure about it. And those are the guys that end up making it, because, mm-hmm, as soon as you get too cynical too early, it's like you'll never enjoy it.
Yeah.
Is part of the reason comedians seem to have such a brotherhood is because there's so much trial by fire. You all had to struggle so much to get anywhere, to get any level of success. So you kind of like – it's kind of like, hey, I've been there and I know what you've been there, and you kind of have a look.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't come right away. Like my graduating class was like, you know, Jeff Ross, Jim Gaffigan in New York, you know, Todd Barry. And, mm-hmm, and so – at the time, we were cutthroat, and we would have thrown each other under a bus. You know, we were friends.
Right.
Hung out together, right, all night, called each other on the phone.
Sure.
But we're so jealous. And now there's nobody I'm happier for than any of those guys from my class when they get something.
Aww.
That's great.
Yeah, well,
that's
it helps
great.
That my career is stalled out in the middle. So for me to see other people go to that next level...
You can see Greg tomorrow night and Friday night, improv.com. You can hear him on the radio on Howard 101 on Sirius XM Mondays. And, of course, the very popular and delightful podcast, Fitzdog Radio, is available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Greg, we'll see you again soon, my friend. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me on.
LA and OC's alternative rock. Hey, listen. I'm serious. Listen. We want Panic at the Disco to come to your house to play live. How's that sound?
Awesome.
We're going to give away some tickets to see the band March 28th. They are sold out at the Forum. And with that win, you go into the drawing for your own Panic at the Disco home invasion. You can get all the details at KROQ.com or stand around your chance to win. Coming up in about 5 minutes or so, right here on the Kevin Bean Show on KROQ. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Before I give you the beat, let me give you some tickets. PaleyFest 2015. What? PaleyFest 2017 is underway. This is one of my favorite times of the year. It is when the Paley Center for Media, previously known as the Museum of Television and Radio, they get together and they do a series of evenings dedicated to your favorite TV shows. They bring out the cast and creative teams behind all these amazing TV shows. And then you get to spend an evening with them at the Dolby Theater at Hollywood and Highland. Great lineup this year. You can get all the details at paleyfest.org. There may be some tickets left for some of these, but not many, because these things sell out almost as quickly as they go on sale. Which, for future reference, as an aside, do yourself a favor. If you'd like to go to these things, if you enjoy the Paley Fest, become a member of the Paley Center, and you'll get early access to buy the tickets for next year's Paley Fest. Anyway, we're giving tickets away to Freeform's Pretty Little Liars.
Yay!
If you are a fan of that show, Pretty Little Liars, and they are pretty.
Are they?
Those little liars.
Did they lie, too?
Mm-hmm. You can pick up two pairs of tickets. I got two pairs of tickets right now. Let's give it to caller number. Let's see. It's on March 25th. So caller number 25 and 26 at 1-800-520-1067. Those two callers will get a pair of tickets to go to Pretty Little Liars and spend the evening with the cast and creative team behind that show. All righty. Let's talk about things that matter. Like Cara Delevingne.
Yes.
She just wrote a novel.
Oh, thank God.
I bet it's good. I bet it's deep.
Is she as good a writer as she is an actress?
I only hope so. Oh, she was so good in Suicide Squad. She played one of those floppy tube man things you see outside of a car dealership.
Uh-huh. How are the eyebrows, though?
Oh, they're on fleek.
Yeah.
I saw her in person. She walked right by me in person one time, Ralph.
Take a picture of her butt.
I did not, but I will tell you, and here, I know this sounds like a hot take, very pretty.
Wait, a model?
Very pretty, yes.
That is.
In person,
did she
up.
Have that resting crazy. Stink face, though, that she has all the time?
She didn't look like she was having as good a time as I thought she might be.
Yeah. No one that attractive should be that unhappy, I think.
Yeah.
Your baseline should be, I'm still pretty hot.
Right.
No matter what's going on in my day, I'm pretty hot.
Is that how happiness works?
I think it is.
Okay.
It does in this town. Her new book is called Mirror, Mirror. And it is a twisty coming-of-age story, she says, about a group of music-loving teens who are just trying to figure out who they are until one of them dies under mysterious circumstances. Then Daphne and Velma and Scooby and the gang show up, and they find out that it's old man Jenkins trying to get the theme park. I don't know.
Well, thank God.
She says, once the mirror is shattered, it can't be fixed. That's why this thing is called...
Stop
That's
it!
That's why the book is called Mirror, Mirror.
This isn't real.
It's another pinch-me moment, she says, in her life to have her book published. And so it'll be due out in October, and I hope you all pick it up, because I bet it's very deep. It's deep. Speaking of deep... Uh-oh. Megan Fox is in the news. I don't know if you know this, kids, boys and girls, children of all ages. Please gather around the radio and let me tell you a story about how things used to be back in the good old days. Before there was your fancy Victoria's Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Before you had your Yandy.com. Before you could just buy your lingerie all hither and yither. There was only one location you had to go to.
Mm.
You know what that location was?
I would think Frederick's.
Frederick's of Hollywood, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, the Frederick's catalog. Oh, what it meant to me as a lad, the Frederick's of Hollywood catalog. Oh, how those pages would draw me in and draw me out until...
I don't want to hear anything more about what happened to those pages.
Was unusable.
Oh, my God. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Anyway.
This is too much detail.
It's making a big comeback.
Is it?
Megan Fox herself is the new voice of and... face of and body of the brand, and she just released a series of photos this week about her new shoot.
So a new catalog,
new catalog, and she is now the spokesperson, and she has done a photo shoot showing all of the Fredericks of Hollywood lingerie.
Everything's better with Megan Fox in it, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so now she is the person, and those pictures, and it's going to be a shock, but she's very attractive.
Wow.
She looks really good.
Interesting.
I think when the King of Mexico interviewed her, I think they talked about that.
Right.
Let me go to the tape and see if that came up.
Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
Hi.
That's
it.
It's not a question. It's a statement.
Oh, guess not.
Just wanted to say one question. Hello.
Right. Well, at least Dave didn't blow his chance with Megan Fox.
Yeah. Anyway, Megan says, when you are in harmony with yourself, all women glow, she says.
Okay.
I think we need to have her in and talk about how women glow and harmony and things.
Okay.
All right.
She was lovely last time she was on.
Mm-hmm. She was. And she's been so good on New Girl, by the way.
Yeah.
So
Got
good.
Got great comedic timing.
Yeah. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Kellen Lutz is 32 years old today. That's a name that belies what the guy looks like. Kellen Lutz. Kellen Lutz sounds like an accountant.
Yeah.
Or like a DUI attorney. I'm Kellen Lutz. I'll get you off. You won't have to do any time. We specialize in DUIs. Come on down to Kellen Lutz and Attorneys at Law. And then you find Kellen Lutz. You look at him and go, damn.
Yeah, dreamy actor.
He is not Lutzy at all.
No, he will get you off.
Michael Catherwood's 38 years old.
Yay!
Speaking of dreamy.
Yeah.
Eva Longoria's 42. Will.i.am is also 42. Mark Hoppus is 45. Kim Raver's 48. Mark McGrath, 49 years old. Brett Michaels of Poison.
At the drive-in, in the old man's boy.
Yeah.
Behind the bushes.
Uh-huh.
Until I'm screaming for more. Down the basement.
Yeah.
Lock the cellar door.
What do you want to happen?
Baby, talk dirty to me.
CC, pick up that guitar and talk to me.
Oh, my Lord.
I love success.
Allie is totally...
I'm my
singing along and totes lip-syncing to Poison. Brett Michaels is 54 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ and the Kevin and Bean Show. All right. I got to check real quick here. We gave away the Panic at the Disco tickets. We're done with that. We can move on to this other thing?
Yes.
Can someone confirm?
Yes.
That is a yes. Okay. Phone lines are back open at 1-800-520-1067. As you now know by now, we do have Kevin Bean's April Foolishness coming up soon, Saturday, April 1st at the Shrine. It's a great lineup this year. Angela Johnson is performing, David Koechner, Jimmy Pardo, Adam Ray, Jonah Ray, Taylor Williamson, Bill Burr. They're all going to be there. Yes, Ralph, am I in trouble?
No.
Okay.
Just listening.
And we want you to be there as well with us. 1-800.
I just tuned in now. What's happening?
We're giving away something, apparently. I tuned in here to hear as well. Maybe I can win.
Sorry, Pete.
What is that? Were you literally not listening?
We were down a Twitter rabbit hole. Sorry about that.
This is unbelievable.
Our headphones were off.
You guys are on our show. You know that, right? You're part of this show.
Something very important.
All right. So 1-800. 520-1067.
Yes, that's our phone number. What's happening?
We have a game that you can play if you want to win tickets for Kevin Amin's April Foolishness.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And we're going to be giving those away in just a couple of minutes. Hey, this April Foolishness, by the way, is going to be a great show coming up on Saturday, April 1st at the Shrine. Bill Burr on the bill, along with your friend David Koechner, Ralph. My pal Jimmy Pardo will be there. Adam Ray, Jonah Ray, Taylor Williamson, Angela Johnson. It's going to be a fantastic lineup. Plus, whoever is chosen as the opening act winner of the contest, you can still apply for that at KROQ.com. Tickets are on sale now through AXS.com. But we want to give away a pair right now with a game that we're calling Comic Quotes.
We'll play you a little quote from a famous comics joke. Guess it right, don't be a dope. This is Comic Quotes. This is Comic Quotes. Tickets to April Foolishness. If you win, this'll be a success. And also hashtag blessed. This is Comic Quotes. This is Comic Quotes. This is Comic Quotes.
All right, Ralph, you translate Omar for the callers on hold. What are we doing here?
Comic Quotes. We have taken some of the world's most famous stand-up comedians, and we're going to play a little soundbite of some of their most famous routines. So if you know comedy, if you know comedians, then you will recognize these famous comedians and their famous routines. A little quote from their material. All you have to do is identify the comedian.
All right. Sounds easy enough. And these are legends past and present. So that's you got a wide range of comedians to choose from. Let's see how you do. We'll start with Chris in Anaheim. He's up first. He's on line one.
Chris. Right here. Let's go.
Hey, Chris, there you go. We're going to play a clip for you from a famous comedian. You just need to identify him, okay?
All right, let's do it.
All righty. The S word, please.
Sorry, sir. His name is...
Yes?
Shoot.
He's a legend.
He's a legend. He is a legend.
Yes, he is.
He's got white hair. He's on SNL.
Yes, we agree to everything you've said so far, except for the name of the comedian.
Oh, gosh. I can't think of his name.
Oh, my goodness, Chris. I'm so sorry. Steve Martin was the name we were looking for.
Terrible.
Steve Martin.
You are terrible, Chris. At least we can all agree on that. Thank you for the call.
I feel bad for Chris.
I mean, he definitely pictured
he
him.
He knew exactly
mind.
Who he was talking about. He just had a brain cramp. That's all.
Let's try Long Beach and Courtney, line two up next on the Kevin Beach Show. Hey, Courtney.
How are you?
Hi, Courtney. We're going to play a clip from a famous comedian. You have to name them, okay?
Okay.
Here you go.
And now a native New York impression, a New York echo. Hello! Shut the f*** up!
You know that comedian?
I don't.
Oh. That's Robin Williams doing his famous New York echo routine. Sorry about that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for listening, Courtney. We really do want to give away these tickets, I promise. Yeah,
but we want to give them to comedy fans. Someone to appreciate
them.
Cyprus
is the city. Nolan is the caller. He's on line three.
Hey, guys. What's going on? I had those first two ones picked off.
All right, Nolan. You're on a roll, then. Here's number three. See if you can keep going.
What's in the bowl, bitch? Oh,
that's my boy, Andrew Dice Clay.
All right, well done. You got it.
Nolan, we will see you April 1st at the Shrine for Kevin Amin's April Foolishness.
Wait, aren't they going in a drawing?
Oh, are they going in a drawing? We just have one pair to give away here?
I think we just have the one pair.
I thought we had more than one. I apologize, Nolan. You hang on. You're one step closer to winning the tickets. Let's try Spencer, Los Angeles.
We've got to make Bean read stuff. We have to, or else we're all
Bean is very busy.
Yeah, I know. Hustle and bustle.
All the hustle and bustle.
Spencer? We're going to play for you a piece of a legendary comedian. You have to identify him, okay?
Okay.
All right, here you go.
And I wonder why there's no blue food. Where the hell is the blue food?
Where's the blue food?
That's a great point. Spencer, yeah. Who is that, please?
I have no idea.
Legendary George Carlin. George Carlin was the comedian we were looking for.
All right. Thank you for playing. Thank you for listening. Let's try Westminster and James up next. Line 5. James is a
James
private investigator, you guys.
James, are you a PI?
Something like that.
What do you mean, something like that? Are you a secret agent?
I don't go out on the field. I'm more office work, but yeah.
Oh, dude. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a PI so bad.
Yeah.
Does sound pretty cool, actually.
It's not as exciting as it sounds.
Don't burst my bubble, James.
Don't shatter our dreams, James. Come on.
All right, James, we're going to play a clip from a comedian. You have to identify him, okay?
You got it.
Here you go.
Boy, that's the story of my life. No respect. I don't get no respect.
Yeah. Caddyshack, Rodney Dangerfield.
That's right.
Well done, James. All right, then we got time for one more. Let's make it Kristen in Chino. She's on line 6 up next playing for foolishness tickets.
Kristen?
Hi.
Hi there. We're going to play for you a piece of comedy from a legendary comedian. You have to identify that person, okay?
Okay.
Here you go.
I'll show you how to use a seatbelt in case you haven't been in a car since 1965. Oh, you lift up on the buckle. Oh.
You know who that is?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
What's up with
this is going to hurt you to hear. It's Jerry Seinfeld is what we were looking for. Jerry
Seinfeld. Oh, my God.
Can we do one more? Because my favorite piece of comedy is still coming up.
Yeah. Sure, why not? Let's try Chelsea in L.A. Let's make her our final contestant.
Chelsea.
Hi there.
Hi there. We're going to play for you a little piece of comedy, a quote from a famous comedian. You need to identify him, okay?
Okie dokie.
Here you go.
There's no such thing as soy milk. It's soy juice. But they couldn't sell soy juice. So they called it soy milk. Because anytime you say soy juice, you actually start to gag.
Come on. He's so good.
He's not wrong.
He's the best.
Oh, no. Bill Burr?
Oh! I'm sorry. Lewis Black was the answer we're looking for. Lewis Black. Mother, indeed.
Thank you for censoring
yourself. Thank you, Chelsea.
All right, James in Westminster, Nolan in Cyprus, they both were able to identify those comics from their famous quotes. Only one will win tickets to join us April 1st at the Shrine Auditorium for this year's Kevin and Bean April Foolishness. Miss Ellen Kay, who's our winner, please?
Congrats, Nolan.
Yay! Nolan!
Woo!
All right, tell your face.
We'll see you on the 1st. Thanks for playing Comic Quotes.
This is Comic Quotes. Comic Quotes.
Ralph, who's winning on social media this morning? You or the Alex Jones fans?
I think it's a draw.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah, but some of them are very upset.
From a lot of people with a lot of opinions
on the
conversation.
We're trying to fool people. We're trying to lie to people.
Really?
Yeah, some Alex Jones fans are complaining that we're trying to deceive people into thinking the real Alex Jones was on the phone.
Oh,
I think the problem is that Alex Jones is very tough to parody. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, if you make it out there and crazy, it just sounds like a regular
just sounds
broadcast.
Like Alex Jones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's true. All right, it's the world-famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ. We do have time for one more look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
Well, sad news. Alex, not Alex. Jack Harris. Jack Harris has passed away. He produced The Blob.
Oh, The Blob.
One of the classic horror films of all time, The Blob.
Love The Blob.
The Blob.
Oh, I wish Kevin were here to not know what The Blob was.
What is The Blob is? Stupid. Stupid, dumb, absurd movie. It is kind of a dumb movie. Here's the thing. In the 50s, they would make a horror movie about anything, like giant ants and, like, giant people.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes? Do you remember that?
That wasn't in the 50s at all.
Okay.
Different genre. So this guy produced this thing called The Blob, and it was about this blob that landed from outer space, and it was just a blob. And it was just like a big blob.
Chud.
No, not Chud. Blob. The only reason it probably is still remembered fondly today is because it was one of Steve McQueen's early roles. A young Steve McQueen played the lead in it, and he had to battle the blob. And I think they remade it, if I'm not mistaken, many years later. Anyway, Jack Harris, producer of The Blob, Beware the Blob, the sequel, 4D Man, passed away at the age of 98. Is this the theme from The Blob?
It is. Remember?
This was it.
Always Bean would have the theme from The Blob.
I love his fingertips. Love the movie, love the theme. Sad to hear about Mr. Harris.
While we're talking about remakes, The Matrix is being remade, relaunched at least, by Warner Brothers. The original film from 1999 starred, of course, Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne, Carrie Ann Moss, Hugo Weaving. Remember Hugo Weaving as Agent Smith?
Mm-hmm.
What was that Keanu's name in that? What do you remember?
Neo.
Yeah, but what was his real name? He used to call him Mr. something?
Anderson.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Anderson. How are you? Yes, Mr. Anderson. That's all Agent Smith used to talk. Very spooky. Look at Allie nodding as if she's ever seen the film.
What was your favorite part, Allie?
Yeah, what was your favorite part of The Matrix, Allie?
Well, when they would go down the tunnel, and there's then they'd be like, oh, is it the lion, the witch, or the wardrobe? And they wouldn't figure out which one to go to.
Different film. And they have a writer working on a script right now. No word whether any of the original stars will return or whether the Wachowski sisters, who, when they directed it, were the Wachowski brothers.
Isn't it one brother and one sister now? They
no, sir. No, sir. They
are both of them have transitioned.
They have both transitioned, yes.
I missed that. Wow, okay.
No word of whether they will be involved or not, so we'll have to wait and see. But a lot of people up in arms about this. Think it's unnecessary that The Matrix is fine just the way it is.
As you have so often pointed out, that's where all the money is in remakes and reboots, right?
Yeah, but see, that's not... It's
sequels?
Just, it isn't. There's money to be had. Look at Get Out, okay?
Mm.
This is the first film from an African-American writer-director that has cracked the $100 million mark.
Mm-hmm.
It is simply good. That's all.
Right.
Not based on a video
and
game,
original, right.
Or it's not a remake or a reboot. It's just a brilliantly well-made, well-acted, well-written film.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a lot of work to do that. You have to find talented people, and you have to believe in them, and you have to have the vision to see that this could be something that people would like.
So you
it's
think there are
lazy.
a lot of Jordan Peeles out there who aren't going to get a shot because somebody's insisting on making another Matrix
yes,
movie?
Yes, there's a ton of smart, talented people in this town who have scripts and who have ideas, and it's just lazy. It's all fear-based decision making where they say, well, yes, we could develop something original and take a chance with it, or we can just make another movie on a board game.
Right.
And then, you know, you get a deal with Hasbro, and next up it'll be
Rubik's Cube the movie.
Right. And right. It's just, well, someone's heard of Rubik's Cube, so maybe we'll sell some tickets because they'll show up for that. And look, there's a place for blockbusters based on comic books and things like that. Obviously, I'm a big fan of
I mean, obviously,
that
they
stuff.
Did something great with Lego. Perfect
right.
example. Would have been easy to make fun of Lego before the movie came out.
But I'm just saying that there has to be some sort of balance. If you don't cultivate talent, then the business, the art starts to atrophy when it comes to filmmaking. You can't have, not everything can be based on a video game or a board game or a comic book. Anyway.
Well, I do hope that there are people.
Yapping.
I don't know, but I think you make a good point. You're right, and I hope that there are people who go, "Hey, you know what? Somebody spent $5 million on Jordan Peele's movie, and look at the payoff. If we can find the next one, let's do it."
Instead of remaking The Matrix, why don't you find somebody who has a clever, interesting science fiction script of a story that hasn't been told, and put some effort into developing that? Create a new franchise, a new thing that people will remember fondly 20 years from now.
That sounds hard.
Yeah, doesn't it?
And make it be about a blob too.
Oh, let's bring the blob back.
By the way, the blob really...
Would it kill you, just this blob?
It would dissolve you.
The
only thing I couldn't understand was it's pretty easy to outrun a blob, so
it
I
is.
Can't really
yes.
understand the danger. What's
okay.
a blob?
Okay.
It was like
but if it
a,
would,
it like
would
a,
ooze over you...
It was like a lava flow, Allie.
Yeah.
All right.
But it eventually just took over the whole town.
Yeah,
so that
it kept growing. The more it ate, the more it grew.
How'd they finally get rid of it?
I believe Tupperware.
Oh.
They put it inside some Tupperware,
okay.
if I'm not mistaken.
Excellent. Like Flubber. Remember Sorry. That? You'd stick your finger in it, made a fart sound. Oh.
I know, I try to have a conversation. It always bites me in the ass.
I remember.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Mark McGrath is 49 years old today. Sugar Ray, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sugar Ray. Kim Richter is 48 years old today. Mark Hoppus is 45. Will I Am is 42. Eva Longoria is 42. Loveline Loverboy, Mike Catherwood is 38 years old today. Remember when Loveline was on?
It was good times.
Those are good times.
Yeah. Kellen Lutz is 32. Jay Courtney from Suicide Squad, 31 years old today. Fabio is 58. And Bret Michaels from Poison.
rose has its thorn.
Yeah, that's right.
Lighter, lighter, everybody.
Every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings the same.
Every Poison song.
Every rose has its thorn. Yeah, yeah it does.
He does that. He's, yeah, it does.
How many Poison shows have you been to?
I went to about six or seven.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. You were a Poison head.
I loved Poison. I actually won tickets. It's true, Alex. I won tickets from Remember Pirate Radio.
Sure.
And my father dropped my friend and I off at the Roxy, and we were 13 years old.
Your father's an idiot.
Yeah. They didn't let us in, but by that time he had already left. There were no cell phones back then. So we had to hang out on the Sunset Strip for like 2 hours.
All right.
So I went to Penny Feathers. Had a real good time.
All right, I remember you girls.
Do you, Rodney?
I remember seeing them on the Sunset Strip. They're outside the Roxy. And I said, why don't you come to the Rainbow? I'll buy you a milkshake. Then it gets fuzzy after that.
For me, too.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That's a very unpleasant way to end the show, you guys.
It's not great.
Who would take a 13-year-old girl to a rock
My
show
dad didn't know what
drop them
Poison
off?
Was. He thought, oh, they won tickets. Obviously, they're getting in. It wasn't his fault.
Then why didn't you know you couldn't get in if you were 13? Dumbass.
I thought I'd convince him I was older. I looked all of 13. I was wearing L.A. Gear high tops with scrunchy socks.
Oh,
it was.
Lord.
I remember it to this day. Everything.
How about that? Hey, you guys, I hate to break up this this memory party, but on your drive home today, I want you to do me a favor and listen to the commercial-free 5 p.m. hour. It's a random act of...
It was in my memory palace!
It's a random act of helpfulness for the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Come on, Honda's doing good work.
They
and
are! We love Honda!
Listen, tomorrow we are coming back inexplicably with an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Maybe.
But I think it's going to be okay because we're going to give away more tickets to Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. We got more tickets for our Las Vegas singles party for next week. The great Dr. Drew Pinsky will be joining us on the show tomorrow. We'll talk some sports with Jim Rome. And just ahead of the NCAA tournament, men's college basketball, we'll get the update on how you can make some money off of that with our friend RJ Bell in Las Vegas as well. First time we've checked in with him since before the end of the NFL season, so that'll be fun. And that's all tomorrow right here on K-Rock.